This is PFW in Progress.
What are you going to do today?
Whatever I feel like I want to do. God!
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
What did you do all last summer again?
I told you, I spent it with my uncle in Alaska hunting wolverines. They kept trying to attack my cousins. What the heck would you do in a situation like that?
Paul Perillo.
Are you going to eat your tots?
No.
Can I have them?
Give me some of your tots.
No, go find your own.
Come on, give me some of your tots.
No, I'm freaking starved. I didn't get to eat anything today. Freaking idiot.
And Andy. And Andy?
Well, you have a sweet bike, and you're really good at hooking up with chicks.
Andy Hart.
Plus, you're like the only guy at school who has a mustache.
That's true.
Some guy named Tom.
If you need to use any of my skills, I can do whatever you want. Plus, I could be your bodyguard, too. Or like Secret Service captain or whatever.
Sweet.
And you never know, Lori might stop by.
She's the best thing that has ever happened to me. I'm 100% positive that she's my soulmate. I'm sure there's a babe out there for you too. Peace out.
PFW in Progress.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a friggin' idiot?
Lucky.
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. The gang is all here. Plus, we have some special guests today, which we'll get to in a minute.
Lucky.
But it's going to be a great show. It's Tuesday. We're getting ready for, as it's being dubbed, perhaps the greatest regular season game in the history of the NFL. And, of course, I'm talking about the Colts coming up on Sunday.
Super Bowl 42.
Unbelievable.
And a half, 42
the hype, you can't have enough hype. If it wasn't for these Red Sox that just won this game
that voice?
On Sunday, I wouldn't have believed it, but it would be all Patriots. But, you know, we'll
screw
step aside.
Screw the Sox. Let's talk some football.
We actually had to step aside in our naked show today to make room for the coverage.
Only the biggest game of the year and no PFW show.
We'll be back for the Bills game. Don't worry.
We'll be back for the bye week.
All right. Andy's no here. Game. Tom, Paul, Gary's in the booth. Fred, and as promised last week, we have a special guest. From Springfield, Mass, on the western side of the Massachusetts. We have Lucky, one of our best listeners and definitely our best lunch buyer.
Oh, yeah.
Lucky just came back from the Nickel Tour. And Lucky, welcome to Gillette Stadium.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And so what do you think about the tour and seeing what you've been hearing? And is it different than what you thought it would be? Or what's your...
The stadium's a lot bigger than I thought it was.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been here a couple times for a few games, but on the ins and out, you can definitely get lost in the stadium.
Oh, yeah. We went
Tom
all over
has.
The place. Yeah.
Tom often.
Has. I think I got lost the other day.
That was right around your cubicle.
Yeah.
Four losers that you met for the first time.
Yeah.
Us.
Yeah. So right now, Lucky's sitting in the studio with us right now. He's going to be a guest on the show, and, of course, his girlfriend Lori's going to be coming down later.
Hey. Look at that look Andy just gave me.
Andy's jealous.
Andy saw him flirting in the office. Mistress. He was all mad.
Yeah. I heard your wife's having dreams about this now.
I'm sure. I think he wanted you to bring that up on the air, actually.
Yeah. That was one of those off the air, on the air.
That's all right. We don't have any secrets here, right?
Yeah. She did.
All right. Well, can I start talking then if we don't have any secrets?
No.
Might want to muzzle
the law enforcement might listen.
All right. Well, I guess we got to talk about this game.
Not for long.
52-7.
Fred, I just want want to start off by you admitting to me what you admitted to me in the press box.
Okay, Paul and I have come to a consensus,
oh, Christ.
And I'm happy to say it. If what the Patriots, if we have
no. Say what you said to me in the press box.
Ding
okay.
Ding.
They ran it up. That's what you said to me.
I'm saying, I said if we have to put a label on what the Patriots are doing and it has to be running it up, I'll admit that this.
You can't just say it.
But you will admit that there's nothing wrong with it.
I told you that three
weeks
ago when I first started
none
saying that they're
have
running
a problem
it up.
With it.
No, none of us has a problem with
okay.
it.
They should have scored 60.
That's right. Apparently, though.
Evidently, Bill is not upset he should have gotten 60. They wanted to go for two.
A lot of the media, though, don't agree with this. And fans, I've been getting some real vicious emails. From obviously fans of other teams saying how, you know, we're cheaters, we're running it up, we have no regard for the game, you know, so we need to talk about that.
Yeah, you know? I just talked about Randall Godfrey's comments.
But I'm the fat one, by the way.
We just got food delivered here from Paul.
I thought that was from Lucky. Lucky, you cheap bastard. I thought you were trying to win.
Jackpot. I brought gifts.
Paul, Andy doesn't even
wait.
He just dives right in.
Fred and I chipped in.
But, thank you, guys. I appreciate that. The
actually, Fred chipped in. Paul bought it. Fred, you only paid $10.
Right, how much was the whole thing?
You guys talk about what you want.
I don't know. I told Gary to throw away the receipt. I don't want to see it.
You did get flustered when 90? They don't talk about football, huh, Tom?
45.
Well,
okay.
Fred poses a question. Now we're talking about chicken wings.
I was like, 90. What, did I break a window over there?
What was the question?
About running it up.
Oh, we have a lot of emails about our fans complaining about.
And Randall Godfrey had said something to Tom Curran after the game.
You sucked that bone dry.
Like I had mentioned here last week, he mentioned Bill Walsh, okay, and the whole Refrigerator Perry thing. He put Guy McIntyre in the backfield in 84 in the NFC Championship game to rub it in on Mike Ditka. Now, the score was only 23-0, but to me, that's running it, you know, that's rubbing it in, that's running it up, and that Ditka did it back to him the year later. So this whole, like, I've seen Jimmy Johnson do it. It happens.
Okay, but let's just talk about the Patriots. Do you think that there's anything Belichick did to rub it in to the other teams?
Yes.
Yes.
What?
Score.
Joe Gibbs? I don't think he likes Joe Gibbs.
Continuing to throw the ball
35
late
yards.
In the fourth quarter, down the field.
So when Brady's getting blitzed, he should just
Brady shouldn't be getting blitzed because he shouldn't be in there.
Why is Brady even dropping back to pass with a 45
Fred,
nothing
that's
lead?
My biggest problem. Bill always says he does what's in the best interest of the team.
That's
38
not in
nothing,
the best
you run in a quarterback sneak with Brady. We saw in the Carolina game with Vinny Testaverde, someone just stepped on his foot. He hurt his Achilles. When the game is over, Red Auerbach used to say, it's time to light up the cigar, the game's over. I just believe the bigger question here is, what are guys like Brady doing on the field?
Right.
God forbid he gets hurt and this offensive machine ends.
Okay. You know, there's a point there.
He's speechless. You stunned him there, Tom.
Air Coryell, you just did a story on Air Coryell. Peyton Manning breaking the record with 49 touchdowns.
You know how many he threw in the last week of the season?
I'm not talking about the last week, but would any of those records have been broken if teams shut it down in the fourth quarter?
This is what bothers me about this. Instead of anybody giving me a logical, well-thought-out reason why they're not running it up, people are just pointing to other teams that have won by large margins of victory.
And the thing I'll say
so
about...
So stop saying they're not running it up.
No,
they are running it up, but
there's nothing wrong
with
that.
But, Fred, here's the other...
That's not the argument. People are claiming they're not running it up. You were being one of them in the last couple of weeks. Now all of a sudden, when they hit 52,
we have the Chargers book here.
Obviously they can take all the starters out and just hand it to whoever in the middle.
And if you score
I guess according to you, that wouldn't be running it up,
Fred. You and I both know that.
According
to
anyone, that wouldn't be running.
Right.
It up.
Right, you
can
argument.
Tell.
But there's nothing
wrong
with what they're doing.
Fred, we're not arguing whether it's right or wrong. We're just arguing that it's existing. For whatever reason, Bill has decided he wants to win
these
games.
These emails that I'm getting in and Mark Schlereth, they are saying that there's something wrong with
it. Well, I actually don't really like it.
I
think it's a big gesture. I think it says you're a better team if you can call off the dogs. I think, you know, it's like you punch the guy in the face, you knock him on his ass, and you help him up. I think that's demeaning. So I think you show more of your dominance by saying just calling off the dogs. I don't need to do anymore. I
don't think Bill wants to call off the dogs.
I don't think he does either.
Isn't that more disrespectful to the other team by calling off the dogs?
No. I think it shows class. You know, we're about 8 months in this year, and multiple times this organization has been called classless by
opponents. So does the other team call off their dogs too? The team that's being beaten?
You're saying that calling off the dogs means that no one else tries in the game.
Kyle Echo can run up the middle as hard as he wants to run, and if he goes 80 yards for a touchdown, then good for Kyle Echo.
Then you can't do anything about that.
For Billy Yates for blocking for him.
You're trying to execute the plays that are called. But
so
what I'm saying
is, if you're fourth down, like at the 20-yard line, you shouldn't
kick a field goal.
But that's piling on points.
No, three is less than seven.
But that makes no sense.
Fred, they're trying for more points, not less.
They're trying to just run the clock out.
No, they're not. Because the clock stops when you get in the end zone.
If I line up to kick a field goal, they don't have a chance to stop me.
Why
if
not?
If I run it to the middle of the thing,
why
they
not?
Can.
No. Why do you say that?
Well, because Fred, why'd they go for the second one on the 37-yard line?
I don't think they should have kicked the field goal either.
Right. That's my point.
But they should be kneeling on the ball and running the clock out if that's what you're really trying to do.
I don't agree.
You don't go for fourth downs.
Agree.
You the one that he ran
the
37 on the quarterback sneak.
See,
really
I have a bigger
question.
Trouble with the other one because I think you can sell it on. Well, we'll work on our plus 50 punting. We'll bring in Chris Hansen.
Sure.
We'll try to down one inside the
from the 37.
Or we'll just go for it like it's the first quarter.
From the 37
yard line, they went for it on fourth down. Fred, defend that now. Go ahead. Go ahead, defend it.
If you're the coach of another team, if you're Joe Gibbs, okay.
Yeah.
Are you mad at what the Patriots did?
Yep.
Why?
And if I ever get the chance, I'm
Aren't
scoring 100 on
you. Aren't
you
mad at your defense?
And then I'm punching you in the face afterwards.
Aren't you more mad at your defense?
Fred, Obviously, you're upset that you couldn't compete with the Patriots.
Fred, I was in the locker room after the game. And when the players talked about it, they didn't really talk about it like they were mad. It was just almost they were so beaten, and they knew that they were beaten, and they were just like it was almost like we've showed we couldn't stop you. I mean, what do you want us to do? You know what I mean? Like that's kind of the feeling I got.
So they're
them.
Saying they gave up?
No, they didn't. They
of
were
course they gave
were
up.
So
they're
defeated.
Saying
they
couldn't.
You're saying they
couldn't
gave
compete.
Up. He's saying they didn't.
My
no,
point
I'm
is they were
beaten.
So defeated. Yeah. Yes,
they couldn't compete that day against
they
the Patriots.
They could not compete,
and they knew
and by
it.
The
everybody
fourth,
under,
everybody knew
you know
it except for
everybody and any part of this world knew it that they couldn't compete on that.
Fred, just to during the Eric Coryell days, they only scored 50 twice. One of them was 54-44. The other one was 55-21. And a lot of the games, their defense stunk.
Right.
So a lot of their games were 42-31, games like that. So I think they had to keep scoring just to win games because they didn't have the defense that the Patriots have.
Well, I
just would like to
say. You have no defense. I have no defense. They're running it up. I have no defense, and I don't know why they're doing
but
it.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with
well,
that.
You know why they're doing
I don't
it,
think
though.
Any,
it's not, it's
I don't,
not
I don't know for sure. I mean, everybody has, you know, there's theories about different things. You don't
do
you,
know Joe
Gibson
sure. had
think,
no problem
do you think
with
if this
the,
Cameron Gate
the
thing
did.
Didn't happen at the beginning of the season that Bill would be doing this now?
Well, lucky. They ran it up last year
against the Titans. I think they've run it up on virtually every opportunity they've had under Belichick.
They put Testaverde in the game against the Titans last year, and we know he doesn't like Jeff Fisher.
He always comes out with a reason,
right?
You know, when he—I shouldn't
How
say
about
that.
The
that's,
reason
that's
is just
unfair. He doesn't always come out with a reason. His sycophants always come out with a reason for why he did it. Jeff Fisher was the reason that day. God only knows what the reason
Maybe
was.
That's
Cleveland
just what
a couple
they
years ago,
Maybe
when they were throwing bombs in a game that was over from the moment Bethel Johnson returned the opening kick in the fourth quarter, they're bombs away.
Maybe there isn't a reason. Maybe that's just what
he
they do.
Wants
when
he to win every
when he
game.
Puts the offense
by
out there.
Points.
Their job is to score points, then not to take knees,
now,
not to run it, not to not score.
And you tell
their
me,
job is to score.
But you tell me that you don't have any problem with that. I agree with you. I don't have that big a problem with it. It's not that big a deal to me. It's not how I would choose to do it, but I don't really have that big of a deal with it. But you also tell me, and you listen, and you believe when Bill tells us about, I was at the game, I know what the score was, I know what the situation was. Don't anybody try to pretend that there is anything in the best interest of the football team trying to throw bombs to Randy Moss midway through the fourth quarter of a 45-point game or a 38-point game. There is nothing in the best interest of the football team about that. There's only one thing, plain and simple. I'm scoring as many points as I can, and you can't stop
and
me.
And, Fred, if on the play Paul's talking about, say Moss and Brady get hurt on this on the play where he throws it, they're both hurt. How are the emails coming in? Are they in Bill We Trust? No. What is Moss doing out on the field? What is Brady doing out on
some
the field?
Some panty waste will be emailing and saying they shouldn't have been on the field.
Oh, no, everybody would have
you
been
know,
emailing
you
and they shouldn't have been
on
the field. I would have been one of them.
This is not the jaded Paul, Andy, and Tom. This is this is a fan.
We have a fan right here.
We have a fan's perspective, and he's saying...
Well, I'm shocked because I know Lucky was in the Marines, and I'm surprised at his panty waistness.
I'm surprised.
You know what?
Good comparison, by the way, real life to Bill.
Well, you know what I'm surprised at? How different his tone is from the press box to the radio show.
Why?
When
what do you say to me? You're right. Even I don't have any defense for this.
I quote. They're running it up.
They're running it up.
Okay, but there's nothing wrong with
it. Nobody said there was
anything. We're not arguing there's anything wrong with it. Let's put away all of the other nonsense about we know what the score was. We did the best. It was in the best interest of winning the games. We're trying to get the clock. This and that. Forget all of that. Forget the amount of possessions left in the game. That's all nonsense. That stuff in Miami was utterly laughable. That he's talking about how many possessions were left in the game. We all saw what the Colts did. Several years ago. Please,
but not as laughable
me.
As anything you could possibly say about this Sunday's game.
You know what's the expression? You know, don't urinate in my ear and tell me it's raining. You know that don't tell me something that I don't know.
Do you get that?
I've never heard that. That must be an Everett one.
Fred, you
Why
don't
do
you
matter,
believe
Paul?
Your own.
Paul's very upset.
I don't because just exactly what Tom just said has upset me. When you want to bust my chops about Wes Welker, I don't sit there and say things that I and lie and say things.
I'm lying?
I tell you,
no.
You said it in the press box, and now you won't say the same thing.
I said they're running it up.
Even I don't have a defense for it. You said even I don't have a defense for this. You said now all of a sudden it's I don't have a problem. Hey, you got to stop them.
There's nothing wrong with it.
It's embarrassing.
So there is something wrong with
No, you are embarrassing.
I don't like it. I'm on record saying
I don't understand where you're coming from.
Well, you shouldn't care. You're a fan, and
I would like to see. I don't understand where you're coming from.
Either there is something wrong with it, or there isn't.
But wouldn't you rather see Castle? I have a problem with you not seeing that. Isn't that more fun?
To be honest with you, I wouldn't.
You don't have a problem with it.
I'm kind of rooting for Brady to break all
kinds of records. It's the biggest deal in the world,
but he's going to either way.
One person at a time.
Yeah, Lucky's trying to speak here.
He is our guest.
Okay, go ahead.
But Lucky, we posed the question. And here's my question to you. As a fan, I don't mind seeing them score points. But also as a fan, I'm concerned when Brady's on the field when it's 45-0. I don't want him to get hurt. What is your feelings?
I'm split between it because I want to see him score as many points as possible just because I want to see him get the recognition he deserves and all the records and stuff like that. But at the same time, if he was to get hurt, I'd be pissed.
Because that's the only way they don't win the Super Bowl.
Right.
Is if Brady gets hurt.
All those records and the Super Bowl go out the window if he tears an ACL in week eight, up 38-0.
Possible if he's off the field?
But for how long? 10 minutes? He already had three touchdown passes.
He already had his touchdowns
for
the day.
He's got 30 touchdown passes,
two.
Fred.
He had two. He had to get the third one. Yeah, keep
right.
the streak going.
But that record
probably.
Is gone.
He's right. That's probably what the mindset was.
That record is gone. Peyton Manning's record is gone. He will break that record unless his arm falls off.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, by only getting three last week, he went from a 62 pace down to a 60. I mean, he does have to keep.
He's going to break that record.
That's still 11 ahead of the record.
Don't they play the Jets? Don't they play the Bills? Don't they play the Dolphins again?
I'm just saying, you can't have both.
He can score whenever they want.
You can't be taking the
fourth quarter off. You do realize the 60 puts him 11 ahead of pace, right?
I understand.
And if Bill Belichick is doing things for records, then he's disingenuous.
If he only throws three a week,
because he's not supposed to be about records. He's supposed to be about winning games and doing things in the best interest of his football team.
The best interest of the football team
is not
to have Brady on the field when you're up 45-0. In my opinion, no, but. Bill knows more.
No, well, there's nobody's opinion that can say that's in the best interest of your football team.
That's my point.
Because I know he could get hurt in the first quarter, but the first quarter mattered. You're trying to win the game.
That's
then.
A stupid
him
argument.
Him being on the field in a nothing-nothing game in the first
is
quarter
a lot
is,
different.
Is in the best interest of your football
it's
team.
It's absolutely ridiculous if you argue that. That's the best interest of your football team to have Tom Brady out there up 38-0. There's
Fred,
no
do you
way
have someone
that...
on the phone?
Oh, yeah. Somebody.
Lucky is now better at this show than Fred.
It took him 10 minutes.
He hung up.
Hello?
Anthony.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. I didn't know if I was on the air. I thought I was still on hold. I was just listening.
You're on the air now.
Oh, okay. So how's it going, bitches?
Pretty good.
Wow. Okay.
Hey,
you
got another thing coming, Bob.
Okay, I had a couple of things. Remember when I called up last week and I said, you know, Washington's defense was probably going to slow them down a little bit? Was I delusional at that time?
No, because we all thought that.
No, but they did a
Fred
good Smoot job.
And Carlos Rogers were healthy at that time.
Yeah, Anthony, I actually thought in the first quarter was at 4 minutes. It was nothing, Andy.
They didn't score till under the 4 minute.
Yeah,
mark.
And I thought
like
the Redskins were running
7-0 going in the second quarter. Right?
Yeah, and I thought the Redskins did a great job of running to the ball. They were very physical. But here's the problem, and we all brought this up last week. When your offense is constantly putting you in bad situations, sooner or later your defense is going to wear down, and that's what happened to the Redskins. I mean, three fumbles. By the quarterback, no defense can withstand that, especially when you're playing the Patriots.
Right.
I know, that was awful.
The defense needed some help from the offense, and they just didn't get any.
Yeah. You know what? Just watching that game and just seeing that score, it just made me realize, and I was just like, wow. I don't know if you guys had this thought while it was happening. I said Belichick is pissed. That's how I look at it. I think Belichick is pissed, and he's going to prove everybody wrong about the whole videotape thing. And you know what? I think he's sick of hearing about Peyton Manning and about his 49 touchdowns, and I think they're making it a point to break that record.
Well, you know, I might agree with you there, but the amazing thing to me is no matter how pissed Belichick is, he still needs these guys to do it. And what's amazing to me is that the Patriots are that much better than their competition that they can do what they are doing.
But isn't that what's getting lost in this? I think that's the unfortunate
thing.
It's sort of like everything else. The Spygate scandal, Tom wrote the commentary, the players lose out in the end because the doubt is there. Now they're losing out because people care more about whether they're running it up than the fact that Tom Brady's having a great year.
I don't think the real fans of the Patriots are losing face of that. But I think
I just think it's unfortunate that this running it up is overshadowing that they're the best football team that anyone's ever seen right now.
But wait, if y'all said that they always ran up the score, why is it any –
because now they have the talent to run the score up.
And that's
the part
now.
I think it's
– Hey, is that Lucky?
Yeah.
That's Lucky.
Are you in the studio?
Yeah, he's here. He just got the tour.
Oh, sweet. I need to get into that.
Well, just buy us more lunch.
My other present wasn't good enough?
Anthony, where are you from?
I liked that.
Where am I from? I'm from Lowell, Mass.
Florida. Oh, Lowell. Okay. Oh. Well, we can.
I'm from Lowell, Mass, but I live down here in Naples, Florida. Okay. I should be up there in the off-season.
My wife teaches in Lowell. It's a real dump.
Listen, it used to be like that a couple years ago. I thought it was nice before I left.
Lowell's a lot better after Paul Tsongas cleaned it up.
Exactly. Paul did clean it up a lot. You know, Lowell High, the Tsongas Arena is right across the street. It looks real nice downtown.
I drove through it last night. It's a dump.
Well, every city has it bad areas.
Dump.
Yeah, well, where are you? Centerville or something?
I don't know where I was, but I was I was in a place I didn't want to be.
If you think it's a dump that you drove through last night, he's lucky. He's right. You're lucky you didn't go through it about 15 years ago.
Right, exactly. I lived up in a nice neighborhood in Belvedere, so we were a little secluded from the rest of Lowell there.
All right.
But listen, here's another thing, though. I just wanted to kind of bring the point. I'm a conspiracy theory type of guy. Do you think these last two games with the Patriots scoring all these points, now I'm going out on a limb here, do you think that Belichick is doing this to get into the heads of the Colts, as in like those first-year starters, the defensive backs, you know, like so they see the game film and just they're seeing these guys just getting blown out of the water, and especially how Washington, they talk nothing but crap how they were first-rounders in that backfield and how they were going to slow them down?
Well, you know, you could make the case because we all know that what other teams say works very much into what the Patriots do to prepare that week. But if you really want to talk conspiracy theories, I think you were onto it more earlier when you talked about how Bill Belichick might be mad at the league for this whole Spygate thing. And here's my conspiracy theory. I know Paul's going to jump all over me for this, but here's my theory. I think that those tapes that the NFL got rid of so quickly was not so much of what the Patriots did on it, but I think there was a lot of damning evidence league-wide of what all teams do. And I think it was in the league's best interest to just get rid of it and get rid of those tapes and get rid of this issue as quick as possible. And I think one of Belichick's, you know, motives here is that no one in the league really, you know, I'm talking about active coaches, not coaches that are out of the game, but coaches didn't stick up for him, that everybody turned their back on him.
Because they don't like him.
Well, fine.
That's the bottom line.
They always talk about this coach's fraternity, and you never say anything bad about another coach. And I think one of his motives here is that everybody turned their back on him. And that's why he's pissed off. Because
I kind of agree with you a little bit.
There's stuff going on.
But what would be on a Patriots tape that...
No, not about the tape stuff. I think Fred's nuts. I'm just talking about the coaching things where only former coaches really said... No current coach had anything good to say. Now, hey, maybe they just all don't like Belichick. I think you're kind of right that with a coaching fraternity...
But whether you like him or not,
nobody
you're in
stuck
the fraternity.
Up for him.
You know, and you don't do that. And I think Belichick would make the argument that I don't like a lot of these coaches either. But you'll never, ever hear me say anything bad about any of them.
Because you got to do it his way. Ask Randall Godfrey. I'm sure he'll tell you.
I don't know what that means.
That's what Bill said yesterday about Randall Godfrey had the comments. Yeah. And Bill, they asked about it, and he said, well, why don't you ask Randall Godfrey? I'm sure he'll tell you. Bill thinks because he doesn't answer a question, no one on earth is allowed to answer a question.
But his
it's Bill's way or the highway, and that's the way he says
it. But
I'm just telling you what he probably thinks is that you don't say this stuff about other players.
The geniuses on the competition committee, the geniuses at the
talking
league.
Talking about the people you compete against.
Jeff Fisher is on the competition committee. He's a genius.
Why is it okay to make sarcastic comments about players then, like you always
so
do?
So Jeff Fisher now has the reason to go up 63-0.
Pete Kendall, Randall Godfrey.
Okay.
Look at
the body of work that Belichick does.
Jeff Fisher.
Jeff Fisher is the longest tenured coach
in the league. He shouldn't get some respect.
Why should the league have rallied to his defense?
I'm talking about other coaches.
Why should the other coaches have rallied
about not
with
say
his
anything?
Team? Why?
Why?
Bill doesn't say
because
anything.
I
that's the way he chooses to do it. Why should everybody do that?
Because they're doing stuff, too, that the league knows
about.
Well,
I know. You know, there's enough coaches that have come out and said, I'm tired of that being thrown in my face because I don't do that.
Well,
so why does all the other coaches?
Who said that?
Mike Holmgren said it. Tony Dungy said it. Why do all the other coaches have to adhere to the Belichick way?
And no other teams do stuff that is.
I didn't say that. I didn't say no other teams do it.
You don't think the Colts do? They've been accused of pumping up the volume during games.
And you think that's the same thing as videotaping signals on the sideline?
I don't know. It's against the rules. You can get fined for it.
If you can tell me that Tony Dungy is the one that's doing it, then I'll call him a hypocrite.
Has he ever said not to it?
I
He's
have no
the coach
idea.
Of the team.
Do you have any actual proof that that's happening?
I don't. I've heard it. No, I don't have actual.
That's right.
I've heard it.
Holy crap! If I start talking about the things I've heard,
it's not the Patriots who said it.
We have proof of what the Patriots did wrong, and we have plenty of other stories about what we've been told.
Okay.
And we know what we think of the stories we've been told.
I'm just
right?
telling you. Might think that it's Bill Belichick is the only guy that does anything wrong in this league.
I didn't say that, Fred.
Well, that's what you're implying.
Again, that's the third time
the argument.
That's what you're implying.
That's the third time. I'm sure that there are other teams in the league that videotaped
and not one of these
signals on the
sideline ran to his defense.
And I don't think that they're responsible.
How about saying nothing?
How about the ones that aren't doing anything? Yeah. Can they do something?
Fred,
can they say something?
So wait a minute.
You don't know when the next time it could be you.
Yeah, but I think that a guy like Mike Holmgren does know that it could never be him.
Because he didn't
because
do it.
Because he's not doing it.
Well, you know.
Nor has he ever done it, unless he's just flat out lied.
My guess is
Maybe he
is. But I know for a fact the Patriots coach did.
And my conspiracy theory is that maybe.
I don't have to say maybe about that.
Maybe that's why Belichick is a little upset.
Well, you know, maybe you should get over it then. And I would insist on the original point. They've done this every time they've had an opportunity to do it. He just has the guns to do it on a weekly basis.
Maybe that's just what they. Maybe he.
That's what he does.
Maybe Paul.
Don't tell me this has anything to do with
Paul.
Spike.
Maybe he honestly believes that it's the offense's job to score points. Maybe that's what he.
Then
believes.
Why does it,
maybe it's not. I hate you.
So
I'm trying to pile. Maybe that's what they believe.
So
they
when are we
do.
To believe what he says then? When he tells us that, you know, we just thought, you know. Punting the ball in that situation and playing the clock and making them go 90 yards was the better, you know, better ensure victory. When he gives us an explanation after a game as to why they maybe didn't go for more points one time and did another time, when are we to believe it?
Why not all the time?
Okay.
Why don't you believe him?
If I believe him all the time.
So when you're up by 28, the idea is to score more points. But if you're up by 11, the idea is to punt
the
other team.
The idea is to put your offense out there and have them do their job.
But we all know, Fred, that sometimes the offense's object is to go out there and run clock, not necessarily score points, right?
And if the other team can't stop them in doing that, what are you going
to
do?
But that's not what the Patriots have been trying to do in the last couple of weeks. They haven't been trying to run clock. They've been trying to score more points.
Yeah, I don't know. Kyle Eckel in the game. They put Matt Cassel in. He proceeds to give the other team 7 points.
They put Matt Cassel in the game this week, and he looked like Johnny Elway.
And he didn't do it. He ran it in from 15 yards out. No one tackled him.
So what are you trying to say? They should have been throwing the ball in that situation?
No. The other team should have tackled him.
They were throwing the ball, Fred. They were covering is what they were doing. They tried to prevent it. They were covering the receivers
instead. So he's standing
there,
and there's this wide-open field in front of him.
Because everybody was
do?
In coverage. They assumed they were throwing. That's what they've done all day.
I just can't believe you don't think that that's – you know, a little bit different than
you don't think that's
running it up.
But you said there's nothing wrong with it.
I said that I don't necessarily have a problem with it. It's not what I would do, though. And that's not in the best interest of the team. That's what I have a problem with, Fred. I don't necessarily have a problem with the practice of running it up.
Oh, is Anthony still on the line?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, I
Anthony!
Am.
Anthony!
My problem with it is not running it up per se. My problem is claiming that you're not running it up and claiming that what you're doing is in the best interest of the team.
And Anthony was put out of his misery. But, you know, again, you're putting a label on it, okay? And I agree. If you want to put a label, let's call it running it up. But if there's nothing wrong with it, then why all this angst?
Why claiming
who decides
you, my
whether
angst
there's
is
something
the
wrong
explanation
with it?
Is.
If Belichick said, you know what, Paul, we're going out, I'm telling the offense to score every time they go out there, would you be happy
we're
with
we're running
that?
It up every week.
What if he just said
– I'd have nothing to argue with.
It's
not what I would do.
I think it's fine.
But I have nothing to argue with.
Has said – I listened to him on IEI yesterday. He said when the offense is out there, their job is to score points. Now, you want to call that running up. Fine. He's not saying that that's not
the funny
what
thing
they're
is
doing.
You wanted to call it running up on Sunday, but now that we have microphones in front of us, you don't want to call it that anymore.
I said that last week, Paul. You're being totally unfair.
That's not what you said.
I argued with me for 45 minutes. I wrote it in the paper. I know
that was the ironic part. You took my side in the paper.
I put it in print. So what else do you want? What else do you need? If Belichick calls it having the offense do its job, and you're calling running it up, it's the same thing.
Whatever Belichick calls it is what you'll call it.
It's the same thing, Paul. Right?
No, it's not.
Scoring points isn't the same as running it up?
No.
Okay. Well, you know.
No, there's a way to go about it that's not running it up. And if you want to tell me that Kyle Eckel is going to run the ball 10 plays in a row and end up in the end zone against Dallas, I don't agree with you, if that's what you're going to try to tell me.
Okay. Well, whatever. Bertone's in Florida. Bertone, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good, guys. What's up?
Good.
Bertone.
Let me just get this clear out of the way. This is not Archer Hawkins. Just
You sound like Artrell Hawkins.
I just wanted to put my two cents in on that running it up thing.
Okay.
As a fan, I hope they score 56 points from here on out to the Super Bowl. I really don't care. They will pay our money to go out there to watch them score points and not take knees.
Right.
I don't care what the other coaches are thinking. If you can't stop it, just shut up and go about your business. Simple as that. That's just the way I see it.
And I think everyone should see it that way.
See,
I really
that's
do.
The problem. Why should everyone see it that way?
Because
I think people
it could
can look
to
at
us
it differently.
And then we shouldn't complain.
I think you
and
can look at
you
happened.
Would.
I wouldn't.
Yes, you would.
Yes, you would.
It happened when the Colts did it 2 years ago.
I would not do that.
A couple years ago when the
Bill
Colts
would.
When
Bill
the Colts
would complain.
Went for
he'd
two.
Throw a flag on the field.
Oh, crap.
When the Colts went for two to make it a 21-point game, Bill was complaining on the field, throwing flags.
About them running it up?
Brady did not come to his press conference, did not show up at his press conference.
Nothing to do with them running
up the score. Peyton Manning took a lot of beatings here, and he always showed up at his press conference. So don't say that you would have to say.
That's the issue, being a hypocrite.
No, no, that's absolutely wrong.
For you, the quarterback,
go
the
ahead,
coach,
Bertone.
And all of them.
The other thing is, you know, about Brady, worrying about Brady going down late in the game. Hey, if he goes down, Castle comes in, I think he takes the same approach. They just go down there and score it as much as they can on him.
No, forget that. I'd rather
just may not be able to.
You just won't be able to, and you won't go to the Super Bowl.
All right, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
All right.
Take care.
That's my only problem is if Brady were to get injured, everybody's tune would change, including yours, Fred Kirsch, and that's the problem I have with it.
Well,
hey, I got one for you. They're about to make a big thing on the news because they thought Joe Gibbs didn't shake Belichick's hand, right?
But they did.
Yeah, but they did. All right, next week in Indianapolis, win or lose, do you think Tony Dungy shakes his hand since he thinks he's the
Yeah, he will.
Since he thinks he's the what?
I can't forget.
The Antichrist?
No, the Giants player. San Francisco Giants.
Barry Bonds?
Barry Bonds.
Oh, I forgot about
since
that.
Since he said he was the Barry Bonds
Dungy
of the
had
NFL.
Nothing good to say about this whole thing.
Right.
Yeah. So
Colts are lucky they got an offense, or Bill be hanging 75 on them.
You're damn right. He should.
They probably will. And he got an offense they can score.
Tony's always got something to say about everybody. Dave in the Philippines.
Bill does too. It's snide remark at the end.
How you doing, guys? I was all excited about the Indy game this week because I thought we wouldn't have to listen to a lot of talk about running up the score, but I guess I was wrong.
Sorry.
That's okay.
It's only 2 days.
My two cents on it, I love to see them run up the score. I think that's what the Patriots fans want to see. And it's not like they didn't put the backups in with, you know, two-thirds of the fourth quarter left to go. It was Castle. It was a lot of other backup people in. You know, if you're really trying to stick it to someone, you leave the starters in, which they didn't do.
So
you there?
Yeah,
we're there. We're just stunned.
Balls just stuffed his face.
I guess I just saw a different fourth quarter than everybody else because I saw the 45th point scored on a Brady to Welker pass in the fourth quarter. I guess I saw it. I saw different backups.
Yeah, but I wanted to see him get three touchdowns in the air before they took him out.
So let's just say what it was. They scored as many points as they could. They did not take the foot off the throttle. I'm not arguing that's right or wrong. Let's just say what it was.
And can I ask a question?
They put the backups in until it was 45 to nothing.
Is Tom Brady really going to go down as the best quarterback ever because in eight straight games he threw three touchdowns? Because if that's even one of the top 75 on his list of his resume when his career ends, I'll be stunned. No one in their right mind will care about that outside of this PR department.
No, but if he gets 60 touchdowns in the season, people will remember that.
Yes, and in these games against the Jets and the Bills when he's putting up 4 and 5 scores early, he's going to get there. He's going to break the record. He is on pace to shatter the record. He didn't need that cheap touchdown against Joe Gibbs late in a game. I just don't see the importance of that.
Hey, you know, maybe it is and not. I'm not saying it's important or it's not important. I'm just saying it doesn't bother me. You know, I'm happy to see it.
Well, I didn't think it would.
And I have no problem with it not bothering you. I have a problem with people like Fred saying
Dungy
it's not wrong and everybody should know it's not
it's
wrong.
Okay, Tony Dungy doesn't do anything wrong.
No, that's not accurate. I have the ability to actually look at things on a case-by-case basis and say what's classy and what isn't.
Other than just using blanket statements and generalities like you do, I said on Thanksgiving in 2004, when Peyton Manning threw 6 touchdown passes against an overwhelmed Detroit Lions, that's running up the score.
I don't think it is.
Of course it is.
I
that's
got
running
a couple
up the score when you
I
win a game by 40
you
points.
About, one, have you heard anything about
on national
Brady?
Television, I'm sorry, on national television on Thanksgiving Day, you want to see a fourth quarter of Peyton Manning taking knees?
Fred, I don't want to see.
If I'm a Colts fan, I don't want to see Peyton Manning in the game.
I don't want to see Peyton Manning.
Go watch Pop Warner, Fred, okay, because that's what you're talking about.
Please stop, and you can make all your sarcastic comments and make it sound like I'm in the minority, but I'm not. I'm not in the minority of people here that want them to just admit what they're doing.
So sportsmanship ends at some level?
Evidently,
when it's the local team involved,
you can't show
sportsmanship.
They have admitted, I heard Belichick yesterday admit,
the score in Pop Warner?
They are trying to score as many points as they can. What else do you need to know? For
it. I never said that.
Bill Belichick said on the radio, we go out and try to score as many points as
but
we can.
You sit there, you come back at me with an asinine argument. You want to sit there and see on national TV on Thanksgiving a team kneeling the ball? I certainly don't want to see a team put up a plastic touchdown that's for no other purpose whatsoever other than to get a record.
I want records to mean something.
What's more nauseating than Brett Favre taking a dive so Michael Strahan could set the single-season sack record?
Well, what's
records
the
records are supposed to mean something.
What's
they're not
the
supposed to be done
Jim
in blowouts.
Jim Sorgi, the answer is simple. Put the backup quarterback
in
and let him get the
ball. You're never
going to
break any of these records by taking your
start. I don't care about records being broken.
I thought we cared about
records. There's no such thing as a meaningful record.
Dave, help me out here.
Well, I'm trying to get the subject onto something else,
okay,
but you guys aren't cooperating.
Kyle Brady.
Fred.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, did anybody hear anything? Because he didn't play the second half. We're running out of tight ends. I don't want to see Vrabel have to play both ways all four quarters against Indy next week.
I don't think he'd do it.
I want to see a pure tight end in the game besides Rivers.
Brady is never going to – I mean, I'm sorry. Vrabel's not going to play tight end unless it's a goal.
I know that, but we don't have many others except for Marcellus Rivers on the roster
right
now.
Watson will be back next week.
Are you not sure? You got inside information?
It's not one of my guesses.
No, I got to admit, I totally dropped the ball here. I didn't know he was hurt. I talked to him post-game and didn't know he was hurt. So he clearly is not that injured because guys who are injured don't talk in the post-game. He had no wraps on, no noticeable. He was getting dressed, talked to me, standing up, looked fine. I think this could be another case of, well, he missed a second half because he was old. I told you in the preseason, I think he missed practice because he was old. He limps through the locker room. He's just an old guy. I think you'll see him back out there next week.
I agree with Andy.
Well,
he dropped the ball.
If that's the case, I'd be really happy to hear that.
Well, I think on one of the two-point conversions they went for in the fourth quarter, he didn't do the right assignment. Cost them points.
He's just blowing up everybody today. Huh?
He is. He's blow up.
I think that he got
a long-distance call.
I wish he'd blow up Fred. I think he had an injury, though, because
he did get injured.
No, but my point is,
I don't think it's overly serious.
His injuries are just like little nick. I think if they were in a tight ball game, maybe we would have seen him in the second half. You never know.
That's possible. But
I don't know if you know it was a blowout, even though they didn't stop playing. They allowed Kyle Brady
to
take
the fact
half
that
off.
Bill said,
they took the wrong Brady out.
The fact that Bill said that they couldn't go with their two tight end set because they didn't have the personnel.
Well, that was when he was scrambling to give reasons for why he was running the score up.
All right, I'm out.
Craig.
All right, Craig's on your own.
Why are all these people calling?
Craig, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. And it's a good show so far until I called. Right, guys?
Right.
Right.
Now it's even better.
Oh, poor Craig.
I even disagree with his point. I didn't think the show was that good.
Oh, my goodness. All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Fred Kerr started Patriots Football Weekly, runs patriots.com, but has a soft spot for PFW in progress.
Dude, check it out. This is the sweetest thing I've ever done.
Patriots.com radio. When you got a lineman-size hunger and want the awesome, authentic taste of Gillette Stadium at your tailgate or right at home, tackle that appetite with Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Try Sac Attack sausages, first down Franks, or Patriots brats in a wide variety of flavors at home, at the stadium, or at the game. And get your crowd cheering for Gridiron Grillers. They're great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are all you'll need for the perfect tailgate or home barbecue. Check out all of the Patriots Gridiron Grillers. Mild and hot Sac Attack sausages, Patriots cheese brats and beer brats, first down Franks and more. Patriots Gridiron Grillers go great on the grill. Gridiron Grillers are available at Big Y, Demoulas Market Basket, Hannaford, Johnny's Foodmaster, Roach Brothers Sudbury Farm, Shaw's and Stop and Shop, and distributed by Agar, Associated Grocers of Maine and Associate Grocers of New England and CNS Wholesale. Patriots Gridiron Grillers, when you just can't wait for Sunday. The New England Patriots set a franchise record for fewest points allowed during the 2007 season. Celebrate this historic milestone with a limited edition Goal Line Guardian poster exclusively from the New England Patriots, free. And if you think that's good, how about having it signed by two members of that record-setting defense, Roosevelt Colvin and Ty Warren?
He's gonna be sacked for a safety.
Take advantage of this incredible one-of-a-kind offer by making qualifying transactions on your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points Visa card. Plus, with your card, you'll earn Patriots Extra Points, redeemable for once-in-a-lifetime Patriots experiences, tickets, and much more. Don't wait. Apply at PatriotsExtraPoints.com or call 1-800-NFL-9929 to get your Bank of America Patriots Extra Points card and free Goal Line Guardians poster autographed by Roosevelt Colvin and Ty Warren. Patriots Extra Points, because fans want contact, too. Autograph poster limited to the first 200 with qualifying purchases. See details at PatriotsExtraPoints.com.
Hunger stands no chance against the new Bacon Lover Supreme Omelette Breakfast Sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. Supreme Omelette Egg with crisp, thicker-cut pepper bacon and Colby Jack cheese. Hurry in today for a whole lot of sizzle, because this irresistible combination of flavor won't be around forever. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Playoff action is back in Foxborough. Once again, your New England Revolution have advanced to the MLS playoffs and are looking for a return trip to MLS Cup.
Drives it for him, and it's there! 1-0 Revs! What a huge tally for New England!
Saturday, November 3rd at 7:30 p.m., Taylor Twellman, Pat Noonan, Matt Reese, and the rest of the Revs take to the field in Foxborough, and they want you there to cheer them on to victory.
Takes a touch, and buries it! 1-0 Revs! The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Individual tickets start at just $18, and significant discounts are available for groups of 20 or more. Bring your family or group and don't miss a minute of this exciting playoff match at Gillette Stadium. Call the Revolution Ticket Office today at 1-877-GET-REVS. That's 1-877-GET-REVS to get your playoff ticks.
Get your kicks.
And get the Revolution.
The New England Revolution.
All right, back here at PFW in Progress. Big shout out to the New England Revolution. They have their second game of their best goals, most goals.
Is that still playoff. The first? Is that the first leg, or is that the second leg?
It's
of the
second
first
leg of the
total
most goals.
Total right now, goals. Total goals are at
0-0.
Not surprisingly,
go soccer.
So they'll be playing the New York, New Jersey Red Bulls here at Gillette Stadium. And Gary, are tickets still available?
Yes.
Okay. I don't need Gary.
Wait,
to answer
wait,
that.
No, we're getting word right now. Yes, there are still a few though. They're going fast. There's only 48,000 left.
It's a good take.
Now
it's
here's the question. Now when this
Gary's game uncomfortable, we're making fun of the Revs.
Right. I'm telling people go watch the game.
When the Patriots win the Super Bowl, and obviously the Red Sox won the World Series.
Right.
When we make the City of Champions sweatshirts this year, do we include the Revolution?
If they win,
so happens.
If
to
they
win,
win
the,
what about
MLS?
Yeah.
We don't care about BC. Wow. They're not on the sweatshirt.
Let's be honest. They're a half a step above the Revs.
A half a step?
I would say
more than a half a step above the Revs. And I hate this.
I don't know about that.
All right.
Plus, they'll be irrelevant.
It's an amazing
soon,
time
right?
in Boston, you're that's for sure. Craig. Hey, you know what? Craig's back on the phone. Craig, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Sorry, we lost you there.
That's all right. Hey, guys, one point that
I think you were going through a tunnel.
One point you guys haven't discussed. Yeah, we're running it up. Fine. As a fan, I don't have a problem with that at all, to be honest with you. I don't think that Belichick wanting to prove, you know, being mad at the NFL by itself is going to give us the results that we've got. I think a big part of this is that the players are buying into it because they were asked continuously after Spygate, you know, does this put a taint on your dynasty, on your Super Bowls? And they're out there to prove on every stinking play, whether it's fourth quarter and we're up by 40, they're going to prove that what they did was because of how well they play.
Most of the offensive players haven't won a Super Bowl with this team. All the skill position, Lawrence Maroney, Randy Moss, Dante Stallworth, Wes Welker, Kyle Brady, Marcellus Rivers, they're not Super Bowl winners.
I know. What I'm saying is, though, it's a mindset across the team.
But what I'm saying is the offensive players that are putting up all these points that is supposedly validating their Super Bowls don't have Super Bowls.
And it wouldn't matter anyway, because if Belichick didn't want it to happen, it wouldn't happen.
Right. It all starts with Bill Belichick.
See, I think that's the larger point.
That pipe out there that broke in this stadium today, that happened because Bill Belichick okayed it.
And I also, you know, Andy and I talked about this a little bit, Fred, and we were talking to you after the game Sunday. We asked, you know, there were a lot of questions asked of the players and how they would felt with the shoe on the other foot. And there was nothing that was really blatantly said that would be, you know, insubordinate toward the Patriots. But there was a discomfort that I think the players showed. Dante Stallworth, Andy, you were in on
yes.
when he talked. I was in on Rodney when he talked about it. Some of the players didn't strike me as being as excited about
none of
these,
them are
going to
gloat.
Scores.
They're not going to gloat
it's
about
not,
it.
But it's not a gloat.
Fred, I think they were distancing themselves
I
from
think that
the
they
act.
Weren't, I don't think they were overly excited about the fact that there was a lot of we run what the plays are called. We run the plays that the coaches call. There was a lot of those kind of don't blame us for what these nitwits say. They don't speak for us. There was a lot of kind of distancing themselves from what's going on. I might be reading too much into it, but I don't think that guys like Stallworth in particular.
I don't think you are because you and I didn't. We came together and started talking about it, and both of us had the same opinion of different interviews.
You know, Ty Warren, I talked to Ty Warren a little bit, and he was just kind of like, hey, you know, it is fun watching the offense over there. And, you know, there was a point there where they were scoring so much, you were almost like, I got the impression.
And Rodney, can you imagine Rodney if a team had their starting quarterback out there up 38-0? He'd be the guy that'd be looking to take out an ACL on the other team's starting quarterback. He would be irate. He's the guy that would be dangerous if
I
had
go
to play
back.
Him.
This is what I go back to on this whole stuff about how hard you play the game late in the game when it's decided. The opening game here at Gillette Stadium, Pittsburgh Steelers come to town the year after the Patriots beat them in the AFC Championship game at Pittsburgh. They come in to open the stadium, and the whole offseason, all the Steelers talked about was how the better team lost in that AFC Championship game and how they would get revenge. Well, the Patriots beat them again, only this time much more soundly. It was 30-7 in the last minute. The Steelers had the ball. They were driving, and they were calling timeouts and spiking the ball and getting out of bounds and doing everything they could to conserve every second to try to score a touchdown. And the Patriots were absolutely livid about that at the end of the game.
Yeah, I remember
Teddy
that.
Bruschi, in particular, went on a tirade for a good 15 minutes grandstanding in front of his locker about how you just accept your defeat with like a man and you keep your head up and you just, you know, to try to score every last point and do this. It doesn't matter if it's 30-7 or 30-14. So evidently, it all depends on your perspective as to what you find offensive or not.
Okay, but guys, the reason why I don't have a problem with Belichick is because...
because he coaches the Patriots.
Well, no, not just that. But, hey, back a couple of years ago, you know, we were winning Super Bowls largely because of our defense. We played strong, aggressive defense, and we knocked the hell out of wide receivers.
Right.
Okay, the Colts bitched about it. The rule was changed. Okay?
No, it wasn't.
Well, it was reemphasized.
Right, it was reemphasized. But anyway, contact was limited at that point. Advantage offense. This year, the officials aren't calling offensive holding as much as they have in previous years. Advantage offense. I can't help but give Bill and Scott credit. They went ahead and built a strong offense. All he's doing is taking advantage of the rules. And as far as I'm concerned, it's just like Terrell Davis said on the NFL Network. He said he didn't have a problem with it at all. This team's playing the best football people have seen in decades. They're awesome. 20 or 50 years from now, people, when looking back, comparing great teams, they'll better appreciate how great the Patriots are because they've got the stats to back it up. They'll be part of the NFL record. As far as I'm concerned, you know, I hope we wax the Colts this week and we end up winning the Super Bowl.
Hear, hear, Craig. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Craig.
Oh, I thought you had something you wanted to throw
in. That may be true, why they're so good offensively, that they saw the way the league was being trended and that they felt that they being better.
Took them 4 years, though, huh?
But the issue isn't if you're up 36-0 and you win, 38-0 and you win, you still took advantage of the fact that you can score plays on offense. You don't have to run the score up to really show that, see, I noticed that, you know, they're not calling holding and they're not calling defensive. You know, I can take advantage of it. You don't need to run the score up to do that.
Plus,
win games. Go undefeated.
It was the 2003 postseason when Philadelphia and Bill Polian complained about all the manhandling in the secondary. Remember, Philadelphia was all over.
Ricky Manning Jr.
A star was killing
because he would flex when he was just beating up on the receivers.
Killing the Eagles receivers, and obviously the Patriots got physical with the Colts receivers here in Foxborough. That was 2003. So you're telling me that Belichick said, okay, it's going to be trending toward offense. 4 years from now, I'm going to do whatever I can to get a great offense. I mean, come on. I mean, why? This is what I'm talking about, Fred. We can't just say this is the way it is, and that's that.
And I don't have a problem if Terrell Davis, if Merrill Hodge. I've seen a lot of guys that say they Merrill don't care.
Hodge. Merrill Hodge was adamant.
But he's supposed to be a Patriot hater, so you
right.
know, the
he was adamant last night.
I just don't care if people
no
see it as
it
disrespectful,
whatsoever.
Classy, or classless. But you're allowed to have your opinion. If you think it's totally classless, then that's your opinion. You should be able to think that.
And I should be able to think that it's okay.
Right. Right, and no one has a problem with that, but you finished your phrase was, I don't have a problem with it, and I don't think anybody should.
And you don't think anybody else should either.
Well, no.
It's just the rest of your statement.
But I just don't understand it because, you know, I guarantee you that if it was the 49ers doing what the Patriots did, all the 49ers fans would be saying, it's fine.
I'll
and
tell
all
you
the
this.
Patriots fans will be crying when they're getting the score run up on them.
I try really hard not to be hypocritical when I have, you know, kind of outlandish opinions. I remember as a kid, and maybe it was because I was a kid, you know, and you don't really have the perspective.
I like
but
stories.
Miami used to kill the Patriots down there every year.
Going back to the 40s,
I always thought, I always thought that Shula ran it up. I always thought he did whatever he could to win games by as many as he could. We couldn't compete, and I hated it. I hated getting my the
but
same
you hated
in my
not
face.
Being able to compete.
No, I hated getting the score run up on me. I didn't like it. Don't tell me
but
what I hated.
Aren't you more mad that your team wasn't good?
Big picture, but, yes, but that day, it's,
I,
yeah.
that,
but that, that's,
I would be. That's when the
yeah.
Eagles used to do it to the Cowboys. I was mad.
You're mad
the
at
Cowboys,
the Cowboys.
They couldn't
right.
compete, and there was nothing they could do about it.
Don't make it. Don't blame the other
but,
team
but
for
it all,
getting your ass kicked.
It all came back around, though. It might come back around here. Too.
It'll come back around sooner or later. Some poor sap who follows Belichick as the coach here
right.
is going to get his
I was gonna
face
say,
kicked
and
in.
And someday when Belichick decides to leave, and someday when Brady is no longer the quarterback of this team, and they take their lumps, then we'll all change our opinions on what is right and wrong about running up the score.
I won't either. David
we'll
Queens.
See.
You're a fraud.
David Queens.
What's up, fellas?
Hey, Dave.
What's up, Dave?
First of all, I guess it's from now on, it's any team. I don't want to hear any team or player bitch about, like, saying they ran it up. Because they know what's going to happen. If you don't come into the – when you're playing the Patriots from now on, if you're not going to bring a competitive team, you're going to get embarrassed. That's the bottom line. They know it now. They know it's happening.
I agree with that. That's true.
So, and I guess I had two other things. Is two unsung heroes. One, Tom, you mentioned it before, Vince Wilfork. He's been just playing out of his mind this year.
Yeah, I think he's the best defensive lineman in football right now from what I've seen.
He's ridiculous. And the other one is, let's give Josh Daniels some credit, too. He's playing. Everybody compares the Patriots to, like, saying to put on video game numbers. Well, Justin Dale's got that's playing the video game out there.
Right.
And he's the one – those first drives that he puts out, he doesn't just pick his first 10 plays. He, like, choreographs them. The way that Brady, like, fakes up the middle, fakes the slot screen, throws the pass, throws the screen. It's like the first 10 plays, they know exactly how many yards they're going to get. They know exactly what's going to happen and what the defense can give to them. It's a touchdown every single time.
It is
at least a field goal.
It is amazing how it just looks like – you know, no matter that the combination of plays that they string back to back are just the perfect combination. But then the thing is, you just wonder with the skill that these guys have, would anything work that they did?
No, know? But I think.
But the, I think I've thought about that. The same thing about McDaniel. It's just an amazing combinations of plays that they string back to back to back.
We talked about him earlier in the year because he's in the exact same situation as Brady, is what we said. That Brady succeeded last year, got this team to very nearly a Super Bowl with no weapons on offense. Well, Josh McDaniels did too because he had to call the plays that got to that position. Well, now Josh McDaniels, like Brady, is benefiting from the fact that the plays he called are now run by Randy Moss and Dante Stallworth instead of Doug Gabriel and Richey Caldwell. So I think McDaniels and Brady ride that same little boat there.
Yeah, but he's been doing a brilliant job of using Moss too. All of his first drive plays,
they just throw the ball.
They're all fake. They're like, except for that one bomb that they had against Dallas in the beginning of the game. It's all like setting up the plays downfield, setting up that screen at the end of the play. They just throw it up.
They
do the drive, and there's no
Well, they do. They just throw the ball up to them. I mean, I could call that. Give me a break.
I'd actually say they've been doing a more magnificent job with Wes Welker.
Welker, yeah.
Well, he's using Moss to get that safety to cover him, and Welker's wide open over the middle every single time.
The only thing I'd say about the first drive is be careful there, because that's where Bill could have the most influence on the first script of 10, 15 plays.
That's clearly
that
coaching.
He could plan out.
Those first drives and their efficiency on first drives is clearly coaching, but I don't know if that's as much game plan with Bill involved.
And
as
that's
it is
where
play
he could.
Following.
He can't hold his hand in the third quarter of a game. He can't hold his. And I don't want to make it out to think that Josh McDaniels is not the coordinator. He is. I think we saw there was a close up of Brady, Belichick, and McDaniels during a timeout. Bill never said a word. He was watching McDaniels talk to Brady. So let's not pretend that Belichick
does
everything.
But he does it mentally.
No, I know. But my point is, don't take,
I'm only kidding.
The point is, don't take the credit away from McDaniels.
I just happen to think the first drive would be when Bill could be the most influential by drawing up the first 10 plays because they do that Friday night.
I saw all I needed to see from McDaniels, to be honest with you, last year.
Right.
Because anybody that could get that amount of production out of those shoemakers,
it's like,
to
you know,
me,
we compare Brady and Manning, and everyone always said, you know, what would, you know, Manning be if he didn't have the receivers, or what Brady be if he did? Well, what would Tom Moore be if he didn't have Peyton Manning?
Right.
I know what Josh McDaniels would be without Randy Moss and
Wes
Welker.
Been.
Well, now he has Brady. I still have the question of what Josh McDaniels would be without Brady, but I have the same questions about Bill.
All right. Web
I don't
Brady.
Know what he is without Brady.
Webradio@patriots.com is the email address.
Drew.
We have so many emails, it's unbelievable. I want to thank everyone for emailing in.
Even though we won't read them.
This is obviously, you know, people will say, why are you running? Why are you talking about this? Well,
what kind of locker room they got there?
People, obviously, this is a hot-button issue.
What kind of locker room?
Well, all of the Monday night stuff last night, like three-quarters of it was about the Patriots and running up the score.
It was either the Patriots or Brett Favre.
By the way, Ditka loves every minute of it.
Yeah,
he not surprised there.
Right.
Well, I look, I know Andy, you know, because he doesn't agree with me, wants to call me a fraud, which is, you know, but...
Well, no, I was
know,
given...
I just think,
well, I was given permission to call you a fraud by the emailers when you picked the Cowboys.
This is just a typical example, I think, of where the direction America's going. We're raising a bunch of pussies.
Now sportsmanship is being a pussy.
Whenever anything goes bad, we got to blame somebody else. We never take responsibility for our own actions.
I agree with you, Fred.
Our team is getting bounced out. Oh, the other team's not being sportsmanlike.
That's why I say Connor's got no chance.
I agree with you. Andy's a pussy.
A nation of sheep.
He just wanted to say it on air. That's all.
Well, and he's going to tell he was looking for there.
All right, let's get to some email, shall we?
I think Lori wants to join the show.
Before we're shut down, yeah, let's get some emails.
Well, who's going to shut us down? Steve Jobs? You know, this is the internet, man.
Taking on the founder of Apple Computers.
Just so you know,
he really does think he's a made man.
Lucky has an iPhone.
Oh, you're the one? Yeah.
No.
iPhones are huge.
They're
Didn't the government
pay
for that?
I thought they didn't work that well.
What do you mean they don't work better?
Isn't it the network? AT&T
sucks. No, I was hearing things like when it rings. Remember, Andy, you brought it up. When it rings, you couldn't get on the...
Well, yeah.
They were having some...
you have to be on AT&T, right? And doesn't AT&T stink?
Don't give it to Tom. He doesn't know.
No, I just want to see it.
Yeah. You don't mind gambling.
First of all, if you say you don't have AT&T, it means you have an illegal phone.
No.
So does this work fine, Lucky? You never have trouble with getting on the computer or anything?
No. As long as I got a signal, it is.
See, it works two ways to get on the internet. You can do it through the AT&T line, but if you're in a Wi-Fi area, you can go on Wi-Fi too.
Boring. But that was my question. Doesn't AT&T's network stink?
That's cool.
What I always thought.
I think I'm
going to get me one. How much are they?
$500.
I'm not getting.
No, the price is down now.
The price is down.
$400. Sorry, Tom. $400.
Lucky.
$399.
We used to have a guy that was a listener. He worked for Apple. And when Tom would give him the right pick on
I know.
He got Tom free apple.
Yeah,
stuff.
Where is
and can
that?
I give
right?
a,
what happened?
Red, Lucky's a listener, which means he hears the show.
I don't know how long he's been listening.
What was his name? The guy from Indiana?
James
from Indiana. Where
he's
are you?
Dead. It's the holiday shopping season. We need you to start.
Yeah,
was listening to the show. He doesn't work for Apple anymore.
Yeah,
James
right.
James in Indiana won't be seeing him no more.
It's going to sound gay, but I want the light blue Nano.
I need a Nano, too. But if you don't work for Apple, where do you work? Because maybe we can change our Christmas list around.
The head of Apple was listening to our show once and said, hey, you're out.
Fred wants to kill him.
Kill? I don't kill anyone.
Fred, you going to get some emails?
I just maim, pillage, and rape.
Why is...
Lucky feels like an emailer,
not,
so he'd like
not
you to read
care
one.
About, you know...
What?
What we say and what we do. Why don't we... suddenly we don't answer to a higher power here?
What do you mean? I'm just
Robert
kidding.
Kraft?
Just kidding. It's just...
jokes.
It's
jokes.
Theatrics, Paul.
Okay.
Robert, you thought that was real. I was just kidding. Tell Steve to relax. Because I'm sure Robert Kraft knows Steve Jobs.
Thank you, Robert.
On the tour, Fred ran everything, so...
That's right.
Where'd you take him on the tour, by the way?
Just so you
all
know.
Over the place.
He does.
Up to the press box?
I know, everybody knows him.
You know, everybody has
doing?
A business card. They're this big. He's got like a whole book.
We took, you know, went out in the field, you know.
You took him on the field?
Sure.
You're lucky you didn't get shot. If Bill saw that, you would have been killed.
Oh, really?
Now that it's not grass, they don't care as much anymore.
Yeah, Fred's big time, Lucky. Yeah, we were talking. I was talking to Allison last night about Fred's impending retirement, and she said, who would take over, Paul? And 20 minutes after I stopped laughing.
No.
I said
no.
Amazingly, they would have to create 10 jobs to
absolutely.
Fill Fred's one.
Yep. No question. You know what? I don't even take that as a shot. That's
no.
just facts.
No, I said you could run the paper.
That's
anyone,
just facts.
Any one of you could do what I do.
No, I don't think
sure.
that's accurate.
No.
It's just, you know.
Fred, I just want to reiterate that you are the best.
I wouldn't have a question the first time Mr. Kraft said, tell me something good about the website.
Well,
I'd say,
I think
the news blitz? Gotta go.
For any of you, though, I think taking over my job would start with liking the organization.
I love
none of you are qualified
See,
for.
I was a Patriots fan when you were rooting for the Broncos,
oh,
so
yeah.
you have no idea.
Yeah,
Fred,
right.
What time you started using?
Fred, I had my big speaking engagement last night.
Well, how'd it go?
Oh, it went great. It went really good. And,
now you spoke at a financial company's,
yeah, and I was
the irony there is just endless.
I'm just gonna say,
I was glowing the organization, the crafts,
glowing
used,
or.
Yeah. And hey, at the end of the thing, people were coming up to me telling me how great I was. And this one kid wanted to meet me because he was going to be a sports journalist. And when I was talking to him, his father was talking to Allison, and he goes,
"I can't believe
this
I'm talking
is,
to Tom."
That's exactly. the father goes, "You know, he's always wanted to be a sports journalist." He goes, "This is a dream come true for him talking to Tom Casale." And Allison
Poor
goes,
kid.
"Allison goes, I feel like I'm a wife of someone famous." And I said, "Just so you know, you're not."
That's good, though.
But it was all you can eat. Andy would have loved it.
So it came out good?
Yeah.
And you got
good.
Paid?
$900 for 45 minutes of
wow.
work.
Wow. I'm in the wrong line of business.
Lucky
why
wasn't
you buy
listening
one?
To that. Lucky didn't hear that whole stupid story until you said 900. He goes, well, what's that now?
$900.
Yeah, unbelievable.
Why? You just steal from the government. It's the same thing.
No, I don't steal from the government. What are you talking about?
I would.
You're trying to get me court-martialed.
Half of that goes to the PFW petty
I just
cash
found out
fund.
That doesn't mean get
oh,
shot.
Oh, no, we got new listeners. People were writing down, like, the
podcast,
the, podca- the
good,
everything.
Good, excellent. All right.
Hey, can I break
Expand
into something?
Horizons.
Too bad their emails won't get read.
Paul's going to break into song now.
I didn't see the game last night, but I'm just watching the highlights. Did Denver kind of get screwed a little bit at the end of regulation?
They had to hurry to get the
well,
no,
they
didn't get screwed.
They ran a play. And he tried to get the first down on it, and it looked like he was right on the yellow line. He may have been short, but
oh,
they
wouldn't measure.
They didn't measure.
They didn't
for
get a no. They didn't get a measure.
No.
I think that's a screw job.
But I want to watch.
Clearly, I was wondering why they didn't.
Clearly
measure.
Clearly, they didn't measure
either.
Because of the time of you know it was
right.
with 10 seconds left and the clock was running. But I mean, you got to get a measurement there. That was close.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm sure Mike Pereira will say
no.
They
I know, but
it perfectly.
If it's a first down, they can spike the ball and take a shot at the end zone.
Right.
Yeah, I was wondering why they didn't measure, but.
It was handled perfectly, Paul.
Oh, I'm
Mike Pereira told me.
Andy, once again, you are right. I have no doubt that the officials
they did
got
it exactly right. And they're rewriting the record. I mean, the rule book right now to make sure that it coincides with what they did.
Mike Pereira is to officiating what Patriots Nation is to Bill Belichick.
All right, Lucky
I'm
wants
sure
to
they
get
did
some,
it right.
Lucky wants to get to some emails.
I wasn't good on those in the SATs.
why are Laurie and Kyle staring?
I know, Laurie, you want to come share
came down to see Lucky. Laurie wants to share a mic with you.
Come on, are we going
to
talk about the Colts game or not?
Well, we're going to do emails, and all the emails have to do with running it up, so I don't know what you want to do.
Let me guess, they all take your side.
I don't know. I haven't even...
Look at that dumb grin he's got.
Laurie's here.
Time out. Why are you teaming up on me? Oh. How are you?
You are awkwardly close to him.
Physical contact there.
Oh my God.
Andy, definitely get it. I'm really starting to think you're right about this.
I know I'm right.
Andy is definitely...
Look at him.
Actually, Laurie, you're not my type. You're a little too thin for me.
Sure, Allison will love to hear that. She might take that a different way.
I was gonna say, there's no, you can't win a friend on that comment anywhere.
Tom working magic with his words again.
Actually, Lucky met Laurie at the game with the greats.
Time out. Why are you teaming up on me?
You had a good time?
Laurie, we can't hear you. Get closer.
Oh, boy.
I'm right here. Did you have a good time?
I had a great time.
He's passing the mic back and forth.
We did join Denver for a while.
No, that was we had
since
about
there's nine people down here.
We had about 800 people at that in
and it was a good time
for the Cowboys game. It was,
which of course you read in detail. Kyle. That's Kyle.
That's
yes.
Kyle.
Brady.
Yeah, we had a feature
now
on
I can't
it.
Hear
Patriots
you,
Football Weekly. All right, so let's get to some emails, okay? Right, Laurie's
then
here.
That's when they smell.
We are like the Howard Stern Show. We're growing. We're going to need like other studios with all our. We have all these characters.
We
and
got
guests.
Robin.
We're
going
to have to like go live from California one you
right.
know, 1 week.
I think we really take it all the way and just start drinking on the air.
Can we do that, Fred?
What's that?
Drink on the air?
No.
Mr. Screw Steve Jobs suddenly has rules.
Yeah. We were going to go drink.
James from Roanoke says, the question that most have been asking after the 52-7 beating the Patriots put on the Redskins is, why were they still trying to score when the game was all over? after it was 38-0 in the fourth quarter. I can assure you that it was not a case of running up the score. To understand why the Patriots going out that late in the game, all you have to do is look at the result of the last year's AFC Championship game. Patriots got up big early, and then they let off the accelerator.
It was halftime in that game, not in the fourth quarter.
The Patriots, let me just...
They didn't let off the accelerator.
Thank you, Fred.
Yeah, that allowed the momentum shifted to the Colts, and they made a comeback to win late in the game. Yeah, see, you know, James, your premise is wrong. They didn't let up. They just had nothing left.
They ran out of gas.
They ran out of gas, but they didn't let up.
Plus, the difference
There's
was...
There's a difference.
That was the AFC title game against a very good team,
and
it was
halftime. And it was 21-3.
I mean, there's a that doesn't really work on any level.
If
sorry,
it was 21-3 with 4 minutes left, then I would have said they should be running the ball.
Right.
Poor let's
Kyle,
see.
He's the only one that doesn't get to talk on this show.
It's okay. He was on the show for 2 years. Didn't
never
say
talk. That's true.
Keep him in spirit.
James writes in. He says, "Hey, Paul and the B team." James from England checking in.
Hey, James.
I'm absolutely stunned that the Patriots could allow something wrong with that. Headsets this Sunday.
Headsets.
Heads need to start to roll because this is getting ridiculous. We now have 3 weeks before we are at home again, and we need to use that time to rip that whole system out and put a new one in. I'm sick of giving teams excuses as to why they lose against us. Although I give all the credit to the Redskins coaching staff for at least saying that it wouldn't have affected the outcome of the game. Don't you think it's time to sort this problem out? I've lost count of the amount of teams complaining about it. P.S. Every Monday I have to miss the first 10 minutes of the show because the link on the site doesn't work. Sorry if you've already covered this.
That's Chris Ferreira's fault.
The webmaster.
You're a bad guy.
What? He likes when we talk about him on this show.
He's listening right now.
He does. He loves hearing his name.
I know he's listening.
I seen him on Patriots Today. They showed him. That weird dude that does all the interviews.
No, he was the weird dude.
Yeah, which one? Him, when you're talking about him Brian and B-Lo, Lowe? You have to be more specific.
No, not B-Lo. I know who B-Lo is.
The
I saw
comedian.
Him down
the comedian they use.
Comedian
I don't know
dude.
Who it is.
I don't
but
know
I've heard
who
talk
is.
Of this person.
He interviewed Chris him. Was with somebody and the other person was the weird dude? I got to see this.
That's
were they
point.
Making fun of Chris a little bit?
A little bit, yeah.
I thought
who
so.
Was?
The
guy who has the shtick
on the show?
I would figure.
On
come
show?
On, Kyle. I don't want you hanging around with these ignorant idiots.
I don't think that's right.
They were in that room where they do the interviews where you showed me.
Yeah.
The, where they broadcast it live
right.
on the web.
Right.
They were in there when they were doing the interview.
That's where he works. He runs, like, the press conferences.
I mean, that's day. Where he acts like he works.
Yeah, he doesn't really do poop.
Let's see. Keith is there. Keith is in. He says, why are the Pats considered the bad guys when they play well for 60 minutes and put on a good show for their fans? Many of the all-time NFL great teams of the past are viewed as football gods when they, too, ran up the scores. Isn't the Super Bowl trophy named after Vince Lombardi? If so, the football bitches should look at how his team trashed all of their opponents and definitely ran up the scores, especially in 62 with a margin of 415 to 148 in only 13 games. Seems like a double standard. Wouldn't you agree? I would agree.
I don't know what happened before 1990, so I have no idea if Vince Lombardi ran it up on his opponents or not. And if he ran it up, then I think Vince Lombardi was classless too.
Right.
I think, first of all, I think most football coaches are jerks.
Yep.
I think that's the nature of the beast.
Doug from France, I'm sorry if this horse is as dead as the horse the Pats whomped on Sunday, but I have to comment on the running up the score, and it is whatever it is, being respectful to everything sacred in the NFL. I feel like I am in bizarro world where everything is upside down and reverse. I don't remember one Patriot in 85 whining that they were dissed by the Bears. The coaches and players were outcoached. We sucked. They didn't. And that's what the Pats players were saying. Bum is a whiner, so you expect that from his teams. I don't know Cam, but I'm surprised to hear the whining from Coach Gibbs' team. I can't imagine any decent coach wanting or condoning the actions and comments made by Randall Godfrey, which showed a more of a lack of respect for his coach and his team than the Pats did by playing hard for 60 minutes.
I would agree only that I think by complaining about it, Randall Godfrey, by complaining about it, you can't. All you can sound like there is a baby.
A baby.
And that's why, you know, I don't have any problem. I would totally disagree with the Patriots because that's a perfect example of what I'm talking about. It bothered the hell out of me to see Refrigerator Perry come off the bench late in the second half. Not just because, Fred, my team was overwhelmed in the Super Bowl, but they did everything they could to embarrass us further.
You see, I didn't and feel really, that. I felt embarrassed, but I didn't
I know
think.
I know you didn't. I know. Somehow you have this.
Well, wait a
minute.
Whoa. How come you can say what you say, and I'm supposed to believe
you,
it, but
you,
when
you
I say what
it.
I say, you don't believe it? Uh-oh. I believe what you're saying. Why can't you believe what I'm saying?
I didn't say I didn't believe you.
Yeah, you did.
Said,
oh, okay,
I said I know. I'm sure that's right because you have this different set of morality than everybody else.
Well, why can't you just take what I'm saying?
I didn't
saying
say I didn't believe
value?
You. I do. I believe you.
Why do you have to demean me?
I believe every word you said.
That's full of it. You're a fraud.
I'm a fraud.
Look at Fred's face.
I can't say what I say. Whatever I say is, oh, okay, Fred. But you can sit there and pontificate about how you felt. And
I'm just telling you that any Patriots fan. I'll pull a you now.
Okay.
Any Patriots fan who wasn't embarrassed by that wasn't really a Patriots
fan. I was embarrassed. But I wasn't embarrassed because they were running up the score.
They weren't embarrassed because they ran up the score. If you weren't embarrassed because they ran up the score on
I wasn't mad at the Bears.
Well,
you were?
Everybody else was.
Who?
Patriots fan.
I was a Patriot fan.
Well, you, as I said, you stood alone. All the other Patriots
CPR,
fans I know.
Just in case.
This is another
His
one.
His head's all red now.
Another,
he's like screaming.
I'm lucky
this
Muffy's
is another one.
He,
this guy that
huh?
just wrote in is a Patriots
CPR?
Fan.
Yeah.
You're
yeah.
telling him he's a liar, too?
That he thought he wasn't embarrassed by it?
Yeah.
No, I'm saying that they have a different opinion of it now that they're on the other side of it, Fred. That's what I'm trying
he
to say.
He was saying that when the Bears did that, he didn't complain.
I understand that, but I would have liked to
but
have
But he's
taken,
a liar.
I would have liked to
You're
have
You're the only one that tells the truth.
All right, you can just keep yelling and be right. That's the way it is on this show anyway, so. Just keep on running.
He does.
Just
Look
keep
at
on
if
running.
I had Fred looks like he's about to jump across the table.
He's, you're turning red again, veins.
I just don't understand where,
I don't understand
where you can say whatever you say,
you know
but
why,
when other fans
you know why
disagree with you, it's all, oh, well, blah, 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 blah.
This is... When you,
that's what you do.
When you yell like this and get all red and all short and try to get sarcastic is when I know I touch a nerve.
Right. You do touch a nerve.
Right. So that's why I know I'm on to something.
When somebody accuses
so you
of
gonna,
lying or not telling the truth, that
I
touches
you,
my nerve.
I think you're being a little disingenuous.
What did you just do? Oh, well, that's what you say, blah, blah, blah. That's what you just did.
I'm not backing down. I think all you're right, being girl. A little disingenuous.
Well, then you're calling me a liar.
Yeah, a little bit.
Well,
go ahead, Fred. Go ahead. Go ahead, Fred. Go ahead.
Bring
it
down.
Do I ever call you a liar for having a different opinion?
I don't know. I can't. I don't think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
What would you rather be called?
I don't think you have.
That's right.
Anyway, I'm just telling you that as a Patriots fan, I don't see how a Patriots fan, just to steal your phrase that you used, I don't see how a Patriots fan couldn't have been
embarrassed.
Mad at the Bears for what they did in the Super Bowl.
Why would you be mad? Again, nation
you know
of
what?
Pussies.
You know what? I
Why are
Paul
you mad at the Bears? Why
Fred's
aren't
buttons.
You mad at the Patriots?
Because you won't just let it go, right?
He usually does it to me, though.
Why aren't you mad at the Patriots for that game? Why are you mad at the Bears?
Because the Patriots did everything they could. Why should I be mad? I mean, we were overmatched. At some point in the game, it's apparent
well,
that
you know,
one team
the
is
game,
far
they can
better
suckle
than the other.
Off your teeth.
Like what?
Oh, what?
Like, I just don't. I don't understand your theory. Why you're mad at the team?
You like that?
Now he's gonna. He's proud of himself. Now is where he pretends that he's not really mad.
Well,
like,
let's
just
be fair.
Like, fun, you know?
For him, that was one of his all-time best.
Oh my God,
that's a soundbite.
Hey, how could you be mad at the Bears, Paul?
What?
Because I think that they didn't need to do that. That's all.
Lucky.
All
right, Tom. When I have my review this year,
yeah.
Fred goes, you know, when you're on the radio, I like your enthusiasm, but there's a line. Just make sure you don't cross it. And I said, you know, Fred, when I get a little out of control, just do this to me, you know. So far since you've been here, he said, suckle on teat. He said, pussy, and he almost dropped an F-bomb.
He came inches from dropping an F-bomb on me.
I'll look out for you.
Hey, that's one of those do what I say,
who's
not what I do.
Out for
exactly.
You. Yeah, but who's looking out for you?
Don't worry about it. I'm all set.
I know Mr. Kraft is behind you, but when you start taking on Steve Jobs, Jobs and other billionaires, sooner or later one of them's coming for you.
I think Fred got a promotion.
Let me just
something.
Say this, Fred.
I think he was fired a month ago.
let me apologize for, you know, hurting your feelings and calling you a liar, okay? But I just think that it's easy 20 years after the fact to say that you weren't,
Paul,
you weren't
I remember,
upset about running
I remember
up
where I was. I remember who I was watching the game with. I remember how I felt.
Okay.
And for you
I,
to
I apologize.
Wait a minute. Whoa,
I apologized.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Whoa,
what do you want me to do? I apologize.
For you to say that you remember how you felt and say that I don't, I think that's crap.
But what I'm saying, I apologize. Let's leave it at that. I just think it's kind of, you know, stretching it a little bit to say that people weren't upset at the Bears.
Let me help you out, Fred.
Most people, maybe not you, maybe not you. I think most people
Can I say
that were Patriots
Paul
fans.
Paul has bigger teats than. I'm just wondering.
You said teats.
Sorry.
You said teats.
I said teats. We're allowed
teats.
To say teats on this show, apparently.
Oh, man. Mike is in Boston.
Mike, Boston.
How they you may doing? Be bigger, but I'd rather suck on Lori's teeth.
So. Oh! All right, so now that that crossed the line.
Wait a minute.
That crossed the line.
I need a file.
Now
a
it's file. HR on the phone wanting to talk to all of us. Gone.
Oh, Mike, how you doing?
Good, Fred. Come to grips with reality, pal.
It's Felger! Oh, God. Wow. Fred's going to die.
Don't be delusional.
About what, Mike?
About, I mean, let's just admit what's going on, and then the next step you can say it's okay, it's the NFL.
I have said that.
Well, have you really?
I said...
Wait, doesn't Mike change his story
I said,
all the time, though?
If you want to call it running up, it's running up, but I have no problem with it.
Okay, fine. Well, that's, you know, the first step to solving any problem is admitting you have that problem. Coming to grips.
Come on.
Okay, that's it.
You just blew him up?
You're supposed to. What happened?
I called Michael. I'm not blowing him up.
Oh.
Hi, it's all part of the show. It's all fun.
Blow me up. I'm having lunch.
Did you really call him?
Yeah, you didn't see him in there dialing furiously with a smirk on his face?
Oh, man.
I guess I was too enraptured.
Gary really does want me to have a heart attack.
I know.
He puts Felger
right
on
after
the phone.
Paul gets you worked up, he brings Felger, and that's like.
But Felger agrees with
finishing
me, so
it.
I don't have a problem.
He got
with
a vein in his neck showing.
And actually, Paul agrees with me too.
I do. To an
I
ex-
could tell.
What?
I don't.
No, to an extent, I
he
do.
He just
agree
calls
with
me
you.
A liar.
I'm raising a nation of pussies
how many times
over here.
You
all
right. How many times
no,
you
no, Fred said we can say
that.
That's you can say.
I can't. I can't undo it, Paul.
Can we stop saying that?
And Gary's worried about his future.
This is a Gary.
BFW in progress. These guys rock.
You're damn right they do.
Patriots.com radio. Playoff action is back in Foxborough. Once again, your New England Revolution have advanced to the MLS playoffs and are looking for a return trip to MLS Cup.
Drives it for them, and the goal! 1-0 Revs! What a huge tally for New England!
Saturday, November 3rd at 7:30 p.m., Taylor Twellman, Pat Noonan, Matt Reese, and the rest of the Revs take to the field in Foxborough, and they want you there to cheer them on to victory.
Takes a touch and buries it. 1-0 Revs. The sellout crowd in Foxborough rises to their feet.
Individual tickets start at just $18 and significant discounts are available for groups of 20 or more. Bring your family or group and don't miss a minute of this exciting playoff match at Gillette Stadium. Call the Revolution Ticket Office today at 1-877-GET-REVS. That's 1-877-GET-REVS to get your playoff ticks.
Get your kicks.
And get the Revolution.
The New England Revolution.
All right, Jimmy, it's the big day, and we got to go. Patriots kick off in an hour. Let's make sure we got everything.
All right, let's see. Face paint.
Check.
Helmets.
Check.
Foam fingers.
Check.
Jerseys.
Check.
Checks.
Check.
Check card.
Check.
That's everything.
Let's go, Pats!
Woo!
Let's go, Pats! Let's go, Pats! Let's go!
Check, check, check. That's right. If you really are a true Patriots fan, then you need to open a New England Patriots checking account from Bank of America today. You'll get checks, check cards, and even bank statements, all with the official New England Patriots logo. Bank of America is the official bank of the New England Patriots. So take advantage of this opportunity to make every day game day.
Let's go, Pats! Woo!
And sign up for a New England Patriots checking account today. Bank of America. Bank of Opportunity.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. New England Patriots trademarks, including the Patriots logo, are the property of New England Patriots L.P. and are used pursuant to a licensing agreement with New England Patriots L.P. 2007 Bank of America Corporation. All rights reserved.
This is PFW in progress.
Buck melanoma. Molly Russell's wart. Not her wart. I'm the wart. She's my tumor. My growth. My pimple. I'm Uncle Wart. Just old Buck Wart Russell. That's what they call me. Or melanoma head. They'll call me that.
PFW in progress.
Don't give me any crap, Maisie.
I'm telling you, you said crap.
There's nothing wrong with crap.
Oh, really? I thought that was a swear.
No, you're thinking of sh**.
With Fred Kirsch.
Forget that we were perfectly happy. So thank them for getting treated like sh**t every day.
I'm telling on that one.
Paul Perillo.
What did you have, a few drinks this morning? Huh? I think you did, didn't you?
In the field of local live home entertainment. Oh, my God! You low-life, lying, four-flushing sack of shit.
And Andy. And Andy.
Where do you live?
In the city.
Do you have a house?
Apartment.
On a rent?
Rent.
What do you do for a living?
Lots of things.
Where's your office?
I don't have one.
How come?
I don't need one.
Do you have kids?
No, I don't.
How come?
It's an even longer story. What's your record for consecutive questions asked?
38.
Andy Hart.
You have much more hair than you notice than my dad.
How nice of you to notice.
I'm a kid. That's my job.
Some guy named Tom.
Your girlfriend?
Friend? And yes, she is a girl.
Are you supposed to marry her or something?
The subject has come up, yes, but nothing serious.
Maybe if you got married, you'd stop being such an ass.
And you never know, Lori might stop by.
Look, I'm just calling to say I miss you. No, I haven't been drinking. I've been thinking a lot about you. What, think about those two little dimples on your buns. What did we call them? One was on the right was Lyndon, and the left was Johnson. No, that was your boobs. We did. Oh, your boobs were Minnie and Mickey. I remember that because of Disney World. And Felix. Felix is what we called your...
PFW in progress.
Take this quarter. Go downtown and have a rat gnaw that thing off your face.
All right, back here in PFW in progress. We could do a six-hour show today, no problem.
Probably could.
Because we have 80 emails.
Yeah. Can you skip Arlie the running up the score emails?
Request from our guest.
And he is an emailer, and we're an email-driven show.
Let's move on.
Let's talk about the Colts.
I would need somebody to help me go through these because I can't find many emails.
Lori will do it.
Just leave that at the beginning of that. She'll be your assistant. You need someone to help me.
Yeah. I can't find any emails that don't have anything to do.
Really?
With running up
the score? Go to the newest ones.
There's no one talking about the Colts yet?
All right. There are some.
Well, let's go to the Colts.
Let's see. I need your help there. People have to talk.
You know where I am in full agreement with you, Fred? Is when you said at the beginning of the show you can't get enough hype for this game.
No. Absolutely.
I think this is huge. Absolutely huge.
And, you know, does it really mean that the loser of this game not going to win the Super Bowl? Absolutely not. I mean, the Patriots have had many examples of where they've been beaten by the team that they eventually beat either late in the playoffs or in the Super Bowl. Right. You know, so if
the Colts are the one who broke the hole, the Patriots
right.
get beaten by a team twice
right.
in 1 year.
If the Colts beat if the Colts lose, they could still beat the Patriots in the playoffs,
and vice versa.
And vice versa.
I think it's going to be interesting what kind of game it is. If the Patriots just blow the Colts out, then I think we have to say, well, uh-oh.
Right.
That's
and,
it.
You know, that's it. But
I do think that.
And if it goes the other way, I don't necessarily. If the Colts blow the Patriots out, I don't necessarily think that means they're going to be on a cakewalk like you just said.
No.
Because I think
the only
thing we don't know about these Patriots is how they're going to react when they're in a game.
The only thing I think is damaging for the future is if the Patriots win big. Because then you're just saying, there's no stopping this machine.
That's who they are.
They're winning every game, and there's no one going to stop them.
Yeah, I think they're going to win big, though.
I think you kind of saw them how the Patriots reacted in a tight game when Dallas took the lead.
No, I know.
And it was 27-3 from that point on.
But I mean,
the one
a
thing,
real
Paul,
game,
about that was I thought they took control of the game again so quickly. You know, if it was in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes to go and you're in a tight game, it'll be interesting to see how that...
Yeah, I mean, what I was impressed about that game, though, in Dallas was, and I agree with what you said, Tom, I think you're right, but they were able to take control of the game from the outset, lost control of the game, and then immediately took it right back again.
And we know they haven't let up in the fourth quarter yet, so they've been playing full games.
So my point being that it was almost like that 86 Celtics-like efficiency, Andy, where the switch was just on and off and...
A lot of references to the mid-'80s athletics in New England.
When was the last time the Celtics were good?
I just think the Patriots can score whenever they need to. Like, if a team gets up on them, I think the next possession, they'll score.
What happens when, you know, sooner or later Brady's going to throw multiple picks in a game? Can we agree?
Yeah.
No.
He'll have one.
Well said. He does every year. He has
Fred was
one
distracted,
game.
So you have to be the super fan for a few minutes here.
Fred did tell us to talk amongst ourselves.
But sooner, we need to see how he's going to react to that, too. I mean, they haven't had any offensive adversity.
And like what Rod Woodson said, if they have that game in the cold weather where Brady might be off, can they run the football if they need to? Because they haven't had to run the football. They haven't been forced to run the football yet.
That said, I think Maroney had his best game since Cincy last week. I thought he ran well.
I have a question for you guys. You mentioned that if the Patriots roll, then that's an indication that the Patriots will roll. And I agree with that because I think – by them rolling, that's ensuring that that game is in Foxborough if they play again. No way the outcome is any different. But why are you guys so unsure that if the Colts were to roll over the Patriots?
Because of the Foxborough thing. I think it's
what if it's not in Foxborough?
Well, I'm saying if the Patriots roll, the Colts would have to come here probably.
Yeah.
I don't think they could win here.
I agree. But why doesn't it mean anything if the Colts roll?
Because
that's the fourth time in a row that they would have beaten them.
I think the Patriots have a chance to win in Indy if they played again. I don't think the Colts would have a chance if they played here. That's
and I also personally think the Patriots are more talented.
I don't know. If the Colts roll them, I would say the Colts are more talented.
Now, heading into the game.
Last year anyway, and they turn up the heat and all that good stuff. Wasn't that
in theory. Yeah. In theory.
But the other team would have to play in the same heat. So, again, I don't think there's anything to that.
Fred has no problem with cheating.
No, my point is not necessarily. I think you guys make good points about the venue and the differences. But if the Colts, I agree. Now looking at the game, I think the Patriots have the better team and the better personnel. And I I really don't think it's that close. I think it's the Patriots, the Colts, and then a huge chasm to what everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But if the Colts were to blow them out, then I think that our assessments would be wrong.
I agree.
Well,
with that.
See, no, because I
unless
think
it's a
we look at it as
unless
you
it's a situation where Brady throws like four
crazy
picks.
Things happen.
Like, do I say that the Redskins' defense is terrible because they gave up 52 points to the Patriots?
No, but I'm saying
I think they still have a pretty.
But
good
I think
defense,
you do have to reassess if they get blown out by the Colts. Forget about best team of all time. First
right.
of all, not even the best team in the NFL.
No question.
Right.
And but I still think they have a chance because I think they are a talented team on paper and would be able to bounce back. Well,
the thing that I'm looking for in this game, forget about the Colts offense and the I'm just looking to see how good the Patriots defense is. That's what I want to get out of this game.
That's a good point.
That's
might have some issues there again. Dallas Thomas
point.
Could be banged
because,
up. Eugene Wilson not playing.
Because I think the Colts have proven that they can stop the Patriots defense. The Patriots offense has proven they can score. The Colts offense has obviously proven they score. The Patriots defense at Indy has never really proven that they can stop the Indy offense.
They've never done it in Foxborough in good weather.
Right. In good weather,
it's always,
too.
It's always but, January when they
right,
shut them down.
Right, but so
that's why I think that's so important. I agree with these guys. If Indy has to come here in January, no chance.
Because yeah. the Indy offense is pretty much the same as it's always been. Their defense is a little bit different. That's what I want to see. I want to see the Patriots defense do something because we've never seen that in Indy. They've done it for a half. They've done it for some
well,
of the game,
I think,
but they've never done it for 60 minutes.
I think Andy brings up a good point with Thomas. I think one of the reasons he's here is because of the Colts. That's the team you have to beat, and he can do two things. He can play in the inside and cover pass, and he can play on the outside and rush Manning. Now,
when
if, he's not,
easy,
if he's not 100%.
I haven't seen him make a play since
easy
he
question.
Got hurt.
If Adalys Thomas was on this team in the AFC Championship last year in that second half, would the Patriots have won that game? Would that guy have made that much of a difference?
I can't say defensively.
It's a very tough hypothetical, but if
they'd
you ask
be a lot
me to
better.
Say, I would say, yeah, they win.
Yeah, probably.
I mean, they had Tully Bantakane and Eric Alexander on the field. I assume if I put Thomas in for one of those guys, I'm better.
But remember last week, Andy, I turned to you and I said, is Thomas even playing? And you said, not that much. And if you have to go Brewski and Seau for a lot of the game, you're in trouble because the Colts are looking for Brewski.
Specifically Brewski.
They're going to zip
I
across
think
the
Seau
middle.
Has looked, he's
okay,
bounced
he's
around
okay.
in pass coverage. He looks quick, agile. Brewski looks like he's plotting and trying to get.
And the Colts
last week I laughed
him.
At him because he sat on a guy to tackle
don't
him.
Don't forget, Seau was not there either.
But the thing about the Colts, what they do with their routes is they force a linebacker to have to chase a guy in coverage. It's not just like handing guys off and taking them in a short area. So many times you see linebackers with their back to the line of scrimmage running after receivers.
John Beason.
You know, and it happens
running
all the time.
With Dallas Clark. Remember we saw him like three plays in a row practically.
Yeah, right?
Beason with Clark.
Great
and
play.
I said to Paul, I think – when you're the Colts, if you get that matchup, I don't care if it's whoever the best coverage linebacker in the history of the game is, I think that's a bad matchup because linebackers running 15, 20 yards downfield with a
right.
receiver is not a good matchup.
And part of that is because their offensive line gives Manning time.
Now, and that's another interesting thing going into this week. Tony Hugo, is he going to play or not?
Banged up 2 weeks in a row, right?
First of all, he's a rookie. And so you would have an advantage, you would think, anyway. But then if you take him out, you're down, like Paul said, your third team pretty much tackle because Glenn was your first teamer.
And, oh, by the way, now it's not just Jarvis Green. It should
be
more Seymour out there.
And 2 weeks ago, he had to leave the game, and Tony Dungy talked in that week saying that he thinks he's going to be okay. He started at Carolina and couldn't finish even the first half. Had to leave with a shoulder injury, so that's something the Colts need to be. They have some injury concerns. Marlon Jackson had to leave the game with a concussion. And obviously Marvin Harrison didn't even play against Carolina. So there's some important guys
on both
in
sides, though.
Oh, but
Patriots
but,
have injury concerns.
Yeah, but
as
the Patriots
well.
Fans know that you know
no, I know,
we know the Patriots.
I don't want this to be one of those where something happens because injuries. Both teams are banged up, but both teams are playing well and deserve to be undefeated. And there's no excuses
unless there's injuries to if one of those teams were to go in without Manning or someone that's a little bit of more importance.
Both teams are a little banged up, but the bulk of their
roster
is ready to go.
If Randy Moss was missing from the Patriots, they still have Stallworth. They still have Welker. Just like the Colts, if they're missing Harrison, they still have Wayne. They still have Clark. They still have Gonzalez. They still have other guys they can throw the ball to.
Okay. Stripper writes in about the game. He says, after what the Patriots did today,
you just spent 45
minutes on
Sunday.
Did he read the email already?
No,
you've been doing nothing for the last half hour except prepping emails for you to read.
Gary, it says October 30th.
I can't really read.
It says October 30th, but he says after what the Patriots did today, so it threw me off, to a pretty decent Redskins team.
So you just printed it out and it said October 30th?
No, it says sent October 30th. I don't know. The timing's probably wrong to be saying this, but I honestly believe that the Colts are a bad matchup for New England. Here's why. The difference between the Indy that emerged during last year's playoff and the team that was there before is in their ability and will to completely dictate a game's tempo through a diverse offense. The Colts have always been able to go up and down the field. Until recently, though, they weren't as content to grind out 10 to 15 play drives. Now they're fine with that. That will allow them to shorten the game and keep the New England offense off the field. Plus, over the last 2 years, the Patriots' defense has shown no ability to stop the Colts' offense. And another fact, Indy plays a different game in the RCA Dome carpet, a very different game with as fast a defense as there is in the league and as an offense based on timing, precision, and sound decision-making. Am I picking the Colts? Not sure yet, but I don't think they should be the underdog Vegas has them right now.
Well, they're the underdog because the Patriots have covered every spread,
right?
Usually by a mile. And
Tony Dungy answered that yesterday.
Basically, they're trying, if not to get money on the Colts, to scare people off the Patriots,
right,
saying, "Let's not bet. I don't want to take the Colts, go against the Colts at home, getting five." They're doing anything they can right now because Vegas is getting killed.
Which, by the way, should Tony Dungy be commenting on lines in a press conference?
Was he asked about it?
Oh yeah. That's okay, though? I thought the NFL tried to keep, like, a 10-foot pole from anything.
Tony can do that.
He's all right for him.
Bill thinks he's Barry Bonds.
Right now? Tick, 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 tick.
Because, you know, we know that Tony does it out of pureness and goodness.
My buttons, but
see, at least I can be honest and critique both coaches in this matchup.
Right.
He shouldn't be answering questions about gambling.
I, however, think the Patriots most deserve to be a favorite.
I do, too.
I think I thought it would be a little bit more than four, but four is about right, I think. Yeah.
Isn't it five?
That was five.
Is it five now?
Five,
it's gone up then. It's gone up. 508-543-7482 is the phone number.
You didn't need the number. You already had like six people calling.
80 minutes into the show, he gives the number.
I
had six
calls. No, the reason I gave it out is because a Colts fan named Mike in Tampa wants to get in on it.
Okay.
So I want to hear. I want to hear.
Called. We got somebody on the line.
Jamie. Jamie's in Houston. Jamie, how you doing?
Life is good, guys.
What's up?
It sure is.
I don't think any defense out there has the answers for the Patriots, and the Colts have a good defense for the last couple of years, but they're certainly not the best this year. The jury's out if they're the best we'll see this year, but I don't think they have the answers. The rest of the NFL has the answers, and we're going to keep rolling on. And to quote a good Conan movie, I think Bill Belichick has taken this to heart. Conan, what is best in life?
We're quoting Conan?
Jamie getting blown up. Wow.
That was Gary, Jamie. I was really interested in your story.
An interesting thing that I read somewhere,
it
might have been Pro Football Talk, but in all this running up the score, Brady on the field late, he threw out there, and the big guy was just on the TV, doesn't the Colts defensive line coach have a reputation for coaching linemen to dive at knees to take out quarterbacks?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The Colts do?
Yes.
Yeah, that coach.
The defensive line coach.
The fat guy I love that sits on the bench because he can't stand up the whole game.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's on Pro Football Talk.
Wow.
I just read that.
And he was just on the screen, actually. That's why. And he was funny, jumping up and doing that butt thump
thing
with Dwight Freeney.
I got to tell you, I really, really hope that nothing like that happens.
I do, too.
I hate cheap shots. They really bother me.
I do.
Unless
it's to the other team.
It would just be life.
Fred enjoys cheap shots.
That's just football if it's Patriots fans. But
Fred, how
I
are
really
you going to react if that happens?
If someone took a cheap shot at Brady?
If.
I'd be pissed.
I don't even want to see him.
I'll hunt him down.
Who wouldn't be?
Are you on the internet right now?
Yeah.
If someone took a cheap shot at Brady, I'd be outraged.
What if the cheap shot comes in the fourth quarter up 45-0?
I'd still be outraged.
Let me ask you this,
Fred. Cheap shot's a cheap shot whether it comes in the first quarter or the fourth quarter.
Let's take the cheap shot aspect out of it. What happens if you just a good blindside hit? And
what are you going to do?
45-0. Good blindside hit. You're not going to sit there and say, what if?
If it was 5 minutes left in the game,
yeah,
I'd be pissed. He should have been out of the game.
Okay.
Jonathan Papelbon has a kilt on. He's dancing with a broom.
He's my most hated athlete
guitar
in the world.
God, now he's doing Hulk Hogan to the crowd.
He's
calling
been
for
doing
the
this for 2 hours, though. Oh, it might be.
It says Nesson live.
I believe they're doing it in three different places on the route, Gary.
It's a rolling rally. Right? I'm shocked Gary's
That's
not
a lot
there.
Of people, though. That's good.
A lot of Red Sox fans. This is a Red Sox town.
I am
town.
Surprised, Fred.
Lucky,
Gary,
are you a Red Sox fan?
No, he hates him.
What? Why?
Wow, Lucky lost interest already. He's on the internet ignoring us.
I know. Jeez.
He's looking for a new show to listen to.
I hate Papelbon so much, he's making me like the Yankees.
Wow.
You want to hear from a guy that went to the game in London?
Sure.
Not particularly.
Oh.
Why don't you want to go to London, Tom?
Tom hates everybody.
I don't care about London, nor do I care about the game.
Steve and Danny said, I took my 10-year-old to Wembley in London for the Giants and Dolphins game Sunday. I have an attached photo. Well, we'll look at that later. There were fans of all...
I'll be deleting it later.
There were fans of all 32 NFL teams at Wembley game, and I can tell you, we got a few jeers and boos when we unfurled the Pats flag to take the photo. Obviously, these other fans do not know class when they see it.
Yeah, they do. That's why they're booing you.
My first question to you guys is, how was this regular season game outside North America viewed by the real fans back here in the States?
I didn't see a second
of it. No one cared. I think the only thing you automatically saw was how crappy the field was when they showed. And then you learned something, Fred, that the grass is grown to skim the ball.
For soccer ball.
Yeah, it's grown more slippery. I didn't know you could do that with grass.
I personally think Rachel Nichols made it up.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard it again.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but it was based on that report, right?
No, they were talking to somebody. It was the NFL Network was talking to
somebody.
I'm
asking the tall groundskeeper guy when I see him in the
hallway. It was a mess, and it was a quagmire, which was too bad.
Which is one of the issues. If they're going to seriously have games around the world, they need to make sure that they're playing on an NFL surface.
Well, that's one of the reasons why they didn't go to China.
No offense.
They couldn't get it ready in time.
I know no one cares about the Dolphins, but what if the Patriots played over there and Peyton Manning goes
down?
Then
it would be an issue.
No, but what I'm saying is you got to make sure you have NFL standards.
Right.
It's why they got rid of the field out here, because it wasn't NFL standards.
You know, 300-pound guys are going to do different things to a field than 160-pound soccer player.
So maybe they need to institute, has to be field turf. It has to be a uniform surface where we know what we're going to get or something if they're going to go worldwide.
FIFA does it here in the States. They won't let they make them put grass down. You know, so secondly, the game itself was pretty bad. The Dolphins were absolutely terrible, and the Giants were not much better. I did not know until I saw a promo film on the Jumbotron screen during the game that this is the 25th anniversary of the 16-0 perfect season for the Finns. My second question to you is, are the Dolphins really that bad, and do you think they will go 0-16 this year? On the subject of the past, let me just say I've been a fan since 85 when the whole of the world supported the Bears, so I just had to choose the Pats. It's been a hell at times over the last 22 years, but this is our time. The Pats juggernaut rolls into Indy on Sunday, and it's going to flatten Manning, Adai, and company big time.
Everybody was rooting for the Bears in that Super Bowl?
I bet some. I was in middle school. I bet a Patriots fan $5. Gave him 10 points.
I think if you weren't a Patriots fan, you can't root for the Patriots because they had no chance.
See, I thought they would get
grade school.
I thought they would get the sympathy, the underdog.
But I don't think that think the Bears were necessarily thought of as being
dominant,
like Dallas or San Francisco, like dominant for years and year. Pittsburgh people would know. Like I think there were a lot of people rooting for the Rams when they played Pittsburgh that fourth Super Bowl they won for the underdog factor. But Chicago had never won either.
Right.
And Chicago is one of those teams with a pretty national following.
Yeah.
Weren't they cocky and arrogant?
Oh, God. The Super Bowl shuffle video was out like week 13.
Yeah.
I would have been rooting for the Patriots in that Super Bowl as a non. If I wasn't a fan of either team, I would have gone for the underdog.
All right. Mike is on the phone. Mike's from Tampa. Mike, are you the Colts fan?
Yeah, that's me, man.
All right. Bring it.
I'm just watching this game. I think you're going to be able to tell who's going to win this game pretty quick just by how to. You'll be able to tell by how to if New England can block the front four of Indies without having help. If they got to start leaving people in and not getting them out on a pattern, like a lot of teams have to, they'll probably lose. But if the way New England's offensive line is playing right now, they might can block the front four and keep pressure off of Brady, but. If they can't, I think Indy's going to win.
Well, I agree with you, Mike, but the Patriots have scored points in the Colts. Again, I go back. I think, the tale of this game is how the Patriots' defense does.
Yeah, if that's the deciding factor, I don't have a lot of faith for Indianapolis because I don't see any way the Patriots have trouble stopping that front four with just the regular five offensive
They've
line.
Done it
well,
before.
The issue would be the Freeney-Light matchup.
No, I'm not saying that they won't make any plays, but I don't think that's going to be a going concern that Brady's running for his life against Indy. It never has been a concern. They've played many times, and Indy's never generated what I would
never
call.
Never played without Daniel Graham.
They've never generated what
we
I would call
Brady.
Jason Taylor and Miami like pressure on Brady.
But what I'm saying is they've always had to leave a bunch of guys in.
Not a bunch.
Blocked.
Daniel Graham has stayed in.
Right. I mean,
Kyle Brady will be in occasionally.
They wouldn't have scored 34
as
points last year in Indy if they were having that kind of trouble.
Especially with that Shoemaker
The
offense.
Problem is they gave up 38. That, to me, is the story.
Nothing gets by Fred.
but I think Fred's right. I think we know the Patriots offense is going to move the ball and score points. What we don't know is, will Indy continue the rampage that it's been on against New England against this defense?
Well, that's actually why I don't think it'll be over that early, because I think
I don't either.
Both teams are going to score some points. I don't see any way where both teams don't hit 21. I think it's like a baseball season. Both are going to score 21. Whoever scores the next 14 or 18 after that is going to win the game.
But you can have.
Is that like a baseball season?
You know, they say you win 50, you lose 50. It's what you do with the other 62 that matter.
Okay.
Everybody wins at least 50 and loses at least 50. I thought he was a baseball elitist and knew all these old baseball sayings.
I'm not really into lame cliches, though.
Whoa.
Wow.
Now he's going to be mad at me.
I still think whichever team can get pressure on each other's quarterback, that's the team's going to win.
Okay.
So is your boy Tony Hugo going to play, or is Richard Seymour going to eat alive the backup?
Hugo's going to play.
Okay.
But actually, Johnson is backup's a better run blocker than Hugo is. So actually, they'll probably put both of them in. But he's a better pass blocker, Hugo. But because Johnson has trouble with those speed rushes. But in you guys' case, you got those quick linebackers on the outside. It'd probably be best if Hugo plays. But far as if we're going to run the ball and try to control the clock, it's actually best in Johnson, because Johnson's a hell of a lot better run blocker, because he's bigger and stronger.
All right. Well, thanks for the call, Mike.
All right.
Thanks, Mike. Brother.
See you.
Mike in Tampa, Colts fan, but he's welcome anytime. The fact that his website doesn't have a show, he has to listen to ours. That's okay.
See, now that's the kind of obnoxiousness that I like. That's the kind that I like.
They don't have a.
I wanted to make sure to call in after
a lot
that
of
loss.
Audio and visual on the website.
He will. Oh, they have video.
He will.
But they don't have a. You know, it's funny.
Didn't we learn it's only us?
No, but I took a Redskins guy around.
Oh, that's
on Sunday.
You should talk about
and
that.
And he was saying that this is the guy that runs not only their websites, but all their e-commerce and all that. And he was saying that, you know.
And whatever else Daniel Snyder asks of him,
The Redskins have a lot of video on their site, but they don't have original content like we do, like guys like us.
Right.
And I don't think many teams do. You know, it's a risky thing. And one of the reasons we can is because we got the newspaper. I mean, if we didn't have the newspaper, you guys wouldn't be here.
What about the podcasts?
And the podcast, right.
So I can't lobby to get rid of the newspaper.
No,
and just
you
do
can't.
This
is a podcast from Patriots.com.
I mean, that's why we have personnel that other teams don't working on our website, because
why we need
of
you to stay,
the newspaper.
Fred, to make sure we continue.
I thought the
to
Redskins
have
had a paper.
Let's see.
Now, cheerleader chit chat.
Not one that they have.
Lori Baranski.
They don't do it.
What did you say? They have
War
a cheerleader?
Path, right?
They have a newsletter.
Oh.
Yeah, they don't do their own.
They
phenomenal
have,
cheerleaders. They have
cheerleaders,
yes.
They have
tremendous.
They have very, very good cheerleaders.
Top three or four in the league.
They're highly skilled.
Let's see. Rob in Brisbane,
they're
Australia.
At a high level.
I'm going to
read. Way up here.
I'm going to read
better
Rob.
Than their team.
They have nice teats.
Oh.
You just got to keep saying it, don't you?
Fred said it's
Gary's
okay.
Getting upset.
You see, now, I said it,
and
now people
it
have to search for it, but now right. You keep saying it, and it's all over the place.
Plus, Fred used it in context. You're using it in a totally
different
one.
I used a different context
one,
that I meant.
But you're using it in a different one.
You're using
which
it gratuitously.
Right.
Yes, that's true.
Rob is in Brisbane, file. Australia, and it's 4 o'clock in the morning there, and he wants to hear his email read, so I'm going to
all
read
right,
it.
Rob.
He says, I'm just wondering what package is better against the Colts. Thomas and Vrabel on the outside with Seau and Harrison in the inside playing three safeties if Wilson is healthy.
Look at Fred with the jumbo package.
Or putting Rosie on the outside and wasting. That's what she said. Or putting Rosie on the outside and wasting Thomas in the middle and getting no pressure on Manning. Did you hear the options?
Wasting. I like his phrase, wasting Thomas in the middle. I agree.
I think whatever one doesn't have Bruschi on the field, I'm for it.
But would you be willing to go three safety?
Fred, do you want to see Bruce? Because do you want to watch the AFC Championship game over? And you want to see the Colts go after Teddy Bruschi in that second half? You don't think Manning knows who the GOAT is on that defense, who to go after? There's two GOATs, and these are the guys Manning will target. Ellis Hobbs and Teddy Bruschi, and he can take that to the bank.
But the Patriots are going to get more pressure this game. They're not going to have the time that they had. So Bruschi will, Bruschi will be a little bit protected.
That's the
game.
Question that we're asking.
Right.
Do you put Thomas on the outside so you can get more pressure?
I hear you.
I don't know what the answer to that is. Based on the fact that he hasn't really played outside all year, the only time he's been outside, in my opinion, has been on sub packages.
Right. I got to tell you,
I think you'll see him on the outside.
Vrabel Seymour. Yeah. Well, they've also been flipping Colvin and Vrabel a lot, and they used to always have Colvin play behind Seymour, and I think that was in part to cover up for the fact that Colvin's not very stout against the run a little more. But I think if you have Seymour and Vrabel on the same side, I think that's a tough matchup for Tony Hugo or whoever this superstar backup is that's better than Tony
Johnson.
Hugo or whatever.
He's not better.
I think Vrabel's going to
better run
snowball.
Blocker, he said.
Who said
Colts
that?
Fan. Mike, the Colts fan.
Oh,
He said he was a better run blocker. Yeah.
But that would kind of fly in the face of what they're doing because the Colts guys that I read last week, the stories talked about how much they've been running behind Hugo, even though he's a rookie. So if he was such a bad run blocker, I don't know
so
if they'd be
doing that.
So does
Seymour start this week?
I would think
now
so.
Now that he served his one game, you don't
he
get to start
out,
when you come
back.
He
sat out three plays last week. Right. He can come back and start.
Just to finish up Rob's email, he said, secondly, are the Colts going to simply dunk to a die underneath and use him like Falk and then hit Clark for 20 yards and never punt? Just wondering what you guys think. By the way, Lucky, how was Fred's tour?
Fred Tour was great.
Fred right. Tours?
I think a die will catch 7-8 passes in this game. I think they'll do a lot of that. I think they're going to play kind of like the Patriots used to play the Colts with a possession game, dumping down, like they kind of like it did in the second half. I think they're going to run the ball a lot with a die and that stiff Kenton Keith who couldn't catch a cold.
I was going to say, as long as they stick to him running the ball, they have a chance. If they try to throw it to him, they got no chance.
Those are the worst hands I've ever seen.
And I also would have a concern. If you're going to say a die is going to catch, say, 7 or 8 passes, and he's going to have to get 20-something, every time I see him get up, he's moving that shoulder around. If he can't carry that load, they're in trouble.
Well, I think Keith will be in that mix, too. They might throw to him. I don't know if he's going
to
catch it.
I wouldn't be throwing to him.
But they might get 20 to 25 carries between them.
Yeah,
right. It might not necessarily be 20
I just
for a die.
They're a significantly lesser team.
That'll be okay with me because a die's
on my fantasy football. Oh, okay.
What's that now?
But it's
a die's on our fantasy football.
All right. Steve is in Cranston, Rhode Island, I take it. Steve, how you doing?
I had a line
good.
There, but
how
I'm
you
not
doing?
Allowed to go
what's
to the
up?
Heat well too often.
I have a question for you. The Redskins game, did they shake hands at the end of the game? Because I had some reports saying that they didn't, and then I saw them shaking hands.
We have a picture showing them, in fact, shaking
it's
hands.
So ridiculous.
Oh, all right.
They absolutely did.
Oh, all right. And the other thing is I think the key to the game is Bob Sanders, and I think they're going to make him look silly because he's so aggressive they're going to take advantage of that.
Well, but he is amazing. I mean, he's got a nose for the ball that I haven't seen a long time.
I'll tell you what, if they make Bob Sanders look silly, they win this game by 30 points.
Yes,
I
agree.
He plays like a middle linebacker.
I don't know. I think that just they'll get the run or something going that's going to make him attack because he's like, I got to make the play. You know, he thinks he's the guy. Yep. And I think they can go deep on him after that.
Okay.
He is the guy. Did you see how they perform when he's not in there?
That's right.
Yeah, he is the man.
Yeah. Okay.
But, yeah, that's really it.
All right, Stephen Cranston.
Former
home of Brian Murray.
Is he a first-time caller, Stephen Cranston?
Yeah, I think he is.
Wow, we got another one.
Got another one coming.
Lined up. Oh,
he's writing a message on a pad.
You know what? I'll be interested.
It's a reminder
to see
for
is,
himself.
The young linebackers that
Thursday?
The Colts have. The Hagler and
Kiaho.
How they play against the Patriots because they seem to be a lot more athletic than the, as Paul would say, shoemakers they had there before. And the secondary is much more athletic. Those guys. They're athletes.
I think their secondary is much more physical, too.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Well, a lot physical.
They
lot
try to make plays, unlike the
Jackson
other people who
Hayden.
Tried to just stay with people.
Right. They played that Tampa 2 defense, and they took it every bit to the letter of, we're going to drop back, we're going to give up everything in front of us, we're not going to get beat deep, blah, blah, blah. Well, these guys do that. They still play a majority of Tampa 2, but they get physical. I think Lucky's right. Those guys, Jackson and Hayden, they'll smack you a little bit. And they're not great. I'm not trying to make them out to be Champ Bailey or anything. But they're
he's
little
giving up 80-yard touchdowns.
Oh, did you see the rest of that play? By the way, I saw that the referee that was the must have been the back judge
got
nailed
over.
In the middle,
oh,
like at the 20-yard line. Oh,
well, like you guys said it before on another show, and I don't know if the Colts meant it to happen this way, but the guys they lost in free agency or whatever, they've upgraded.
Yeah,
the guys they brought in are better.
And part of it is by design. I'm not going to give them all the credit. I'm not going to say that this is exactly how they planned it, but I know that they didn't try real hard to re-sign these guys because they knew they had guys that were better behind them. And a lot of people were wondering why Marlon Jackson. I don't remember much about Hayden until the Super Bowl. All of a sudden he made that play. But Marlon Jackson, I remember reading some of the stories in Indy last year, they were clamoring for him to start over those guys, David and Harper. He should have been starting in front of one of them last year. And then he made the big play in the AFC Championship game. He made the last pick.
Dave is out in Indy. He's writing to us from Colts Country. He says, the Indy Star did a poll on who the people think will win this Sunday. Who do you think is on top? The Dolts. What a freaking joke. Tom is going to clobber these guys.
It's in Indy.
I know. I live and work out here. I'm from Springfield originally, and I like the Pats even when they suck. I get smack all the time out here for wearing my Patriots jersey on Casual Friday. You know what? I don't care. I'm a Pats fan through and through. Go Tom and the boys this Sunday. There are a few Pats fans out here besides me. Great show. I love it.
The adults. So,
it's like asking my mom who the best PFW writer is and getting mad when she says Andy.
But it's interesting. Well, NFL.com had the same poll, and I think it's 56% Patriots. They think the Patriots are which I think is about right.
Yeah, that's about right. And speaking of that, on the way to the thing last night, Allison goes to me, you know who would have been really good at this is Andy. And I said, well, I said, you want us to give him a call? I said, maybe he can come in here last minute and take over for me. Jesus.
I always liked her.
All right.
Did she get to eat too?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Was this a black tie affair? Was it dress up?
No.
Did you wear your suit?
No, I didn't have to. He said just regular button-down shirt.
Tom's got a custom suit.
Custom made, the one he got married in.
Why? How many suits you got?
Just one. I don't need a lot of suits. I got to wear a uniform.
You're more important than I am, Lucky, and you only have one suit.
You fixed planes. My uniform got me at a lot of stuff.
What do you mean?
You know, if I had to go to court for something.
You put on the good one? Yeah.
Hey. You'd be surprised.
He's really putting this U.S. government to good use.
Absolutely. Buying us pizza. I like the way you think.
Let's see. Kevin is a civil engineer out in Rocky Hill, Connecticut. He says, let's talk about the so-called mini Super Bowl last year in the AFC Championship game. We did not have Harrison, Seau, and Thomas on defense. And, of course, Moss, Welker, and Stallworth on offense. How do you guys think, particularly on defense, these positions will change compared to the last meeting? I think that's what I'm looking for.
I don't think the last meeting has anything to do with this meeting. The Colts don't have Dominic Rhodes. They don't have a bunch of guys. I think it's two different teams.
Right.
We were just talking about how the Colts are different. Obviously, the Patriots are different. So it's going to be a completely different game this Sunday.
That's good.
Also says, additionally, I think Asante Samuels has done a great job so far. Is there a clause in his one-year contract that we cannot offer him a long-term contract? And do we have the cap room right now to extend a few players? Can't wait to watch PFW tonight. Unfortunately, it's not on, Kevin, because
we've made an editorial decision. The biggest games of the year, we don't really want to have
Neckin
shows.
Neckin has to cover the rally tonight.
Hey, read that email.
So,
I did.
You know what? All our listeners who are PFW watchers on Neckin, send a letter to Neckin saying that you don't care about the Red Sox. You want Patriots.
Including Russ Hochstein.
You don't need every person at Neckin watching Jonathan Papelbon make an ass out of himself.
Right. They'd rather watch us make an ass out of ourselves.
Look at his face.
Fred, I got an email I got to read. Gary printed out. This is from Todd Nova Scotia. Love the new X-rated PFW in progress, but somewhere Brian Morey is turning over in his grave. P.S. I know he's not dead, but being on that radio station is the same as being dead.
Because if there was some kind of, I don't know.
Well said.
We have so many emails, but they all have to do with running up the score.
Well, that's good. We can skip those.
Save them for John Rook.
Spent an hour and 20 minutes on it.
Right. Yeah. Well, we talked about it a lot.
But usually, like, if there's a subject that people don't like, and you know this, we start getting the hate emails. Get off that subject. Get on to something else.
No, because this is all fans saying they're not running it up. We love seeing points.
It's usually when we're not talking about sports or not talking about the Patriots.
We'll get those. Christmas season is coming.
And then when you and I are in one of our heated debates.
Stop. Today's was good, though. It was entertaining. Fred was bringing it today.
Fred's face was beet red.
He's using all kinds of bad words.
But it's always good when Fred almost swears.
Oh, yeah.
You know you got a good argument going when he almost swears.
That's when
or swears.
That's when I know, Tom.
And uses
Absolutely.
Multiple other words that, is that okay?
Mike writes in. He wants to know if the scoring onslaught was more about Greg Williams than Joe Gibbs.
What did Greg Williams do?
That's what I'm wondering. I don't know.
Greg Williams was upset about it.
He was
born?
Did
you see the highlights when they put it together, the Welker touchdown?
Oh,
they
cut right to him looking at it?
And he was like, what the hell are they doing out there? Like, he definitely had a...
I didn't see it, but, you know.
And he's a guy that
he'll get over it.
Well, he's a guy that could... He'll never be a head coach again, but he's a coordinator. When he's got things rolling, he could be coming off the edge with 17 blitzers trying to kill your quarterback.
I wouldn't say that he's not going to be head coach again. This defense is pretty good. If he's there another year or two, and they're
maybe
a good defense, you're talking about some recycled.
Yeah,
now, listen, I'm no Greg Williams fan, but if you look at his coaching career compared to some of these other recycled guys,
you're right.
If he's leading a number one defense,
plus you're the owner of what you think is a good team, right? So you have Greg Williams in for an interview, and he says, "Hey, I was with the Bills. What could I do?" It's like, you know what? Good point. I'll give you another chance.
Is that all it takes?
Then I'd be a bad owner.
No, but I mean, there's some validity to that.
Right. I just, yeah.
Well, give me your 10-year plan. Well, I was with the Bills. I could, yeah, you know what? I like the cut of his gym.
Right.
You hire.
I think that only works with one team, the Raiders.
Let's see. Stefan from Minneapolis says, just curious if you could lend some insight into why Gutierrez was in on several kickoffs over the course of the game. You guys noticed that. He was playing special teams.
He did it in the preseason.
Wait.
Two.
But he's a third quarterback. Why? He can't.
He was active.
Yeah. Okay, okay. Yeah.
He was active, but it was also in the fourth quarter, so he could have done it anyway. Right. But he was in for the last two kickoffs.
It was the third quarter, I believe.
Bill was building depth. Quarter?
Yeah, building depth. Yep.
I thought it was. I thought it was the
third
fourth quarter.
Was the first kickoff he covered.
He was in the third quarter.
Okay. Yeah, but I mean, he was active anyway, and I wouldn't read anything into it.
I wouldn't read anything super.
But it is kind of
he replaced Rodney
uncommon to have a backup quarterback playing special teams like that. You know,
he's a third quarterback.
But you never know.
On this team, you don't need them. Not even in garbage time.
Exactly. Also, I think that they are running up the score, but that is the point of football, to score points. The defense is paid to stop the offense, and that is what they should try to do. Where was all this running up the score talk when Indy or the Rams were putting up these kind of points?
You guys all emailed in and complained about it. That's where it was.
Plus, Indy had the worst defense. They had to run up the score to win. Just like Tom was reading San Diego, they had to run up the score because that's the only way they won.
This seems to be a media frenzy that holds little to no weight when talked about amongst active players, with a few exceptions. I would think that Joe Gibbs stating that he had no problem with what the Pats did on the field would have settled this down a bit.
That's Joe Gibbs just being smart and knowing PR and spin and how things are taken, and he comes off like a whiny little you-know-what if he says anything.
Yeah, I don't think the coach should.
So why
really
would he
complain?
Come off as a whiny person if it
Because you would make
wrong.
Fun of him, and you'd call him, we're raising a nation full of bleeps.
Right. Okay. Hey, Andy actually edited himself. First time
Well,
on the show.
I was told I can't. I got to stop. John Rook. We learned a lot of new words today that you can say on web radio.
Really?
Yes. Well, I don't think we have a mic for John
Although
Rook.
That bleep won't say him.
Yeah.
That's lucky.
Well, John, I want to say that you were
we
given
have a cast
kudos.
Of thousands.
You were given kudos by the Patriots organization for your help in your game day travel announcements using P10. No, it was actually one of the
you
best.
You thought I was joking about that on the show, right?
It was one of the best days they've had as far as time on the road for the commuters. So
I'm very happy that I can help, Fred.
Yes.
You know, all for the team here, right?
John filled in for Greg Dickerson, who was out covering the Red Sox and with Paul on Sunday morning.
Unfortunately, I was here. I wasn't
Paul wanted to be covering the Red Sox, but we wouldn't let him.
But we should also give kudos, Fred, to the organization itself and Stacey James, who had a little debriefing with several members of the media on Thursday, I believe, maybe Friday, talking about the new travel. I guess what they did was they got some logistics worked out in the time between the last home game and today, this Sunday rather, and that was a big part of the reason why I was so much better.
All right. Well, I've received an email that there's a pink slip on my desk. I don't know what that means.
Which means there's three others on
desk
nearby.
Which means that we're out.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. Look, we got all week to talk about the Colts,
Thanks
and that's exactly
coming,
what we're going to do.
Thanks, Lucky.
Thanks, Lucky.
We won't
Thanks
bring up
me.
Running up the score tomorrow unless you guys want to, because this is email and caller driven. But big game on Sunday. We're getting ready for it. We'll see you tomorrow.